Mike adds just another dynamic to their offense. You know, he can fake. He's really good with the ball fakes. So you just got to be disciplined with your keys. And again, he's kind of like Christian is. You got to account for all four of them now. Sometimes, some years, you didn't have to account for four back there, but this year you do. And they've started throwing it around a little bit. And again, that adds something defensively that you gotta prepare for and watch out for. But it's no different than any other week. We got to stop the run and limit the big plays. And if we can do that and not turn the ball over offensively, hopefully you get a chance to win at the end.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you as always for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabathia Blue Jays, joining us on our pregame show. We'll take another break. We'll come back. Pregame show rolls along as we get set for Holden at Sabathia. It is our featured game of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back to Sabathia. Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking, Johnny Kane, Kyler Catherins, Logan Bitterman, and Cray Schilling. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson. The captains are meeting at midfield as we're just a few moments away from kicking off week number four, but more importantly, the start of district play tonight. You just heard from 13th year head coach Garrett Michael is 1-2 Sabathia Blue Jays at home again this week, hosting the Holton Wildcats under 26th year head coach Brooks Pardew, who come in with a record of 3-0. Holton's been in the number five spot of the 3A rankings so far this season. Holton won the coin toss here tonight and deferred, so Sabathia will have the football. And Johnny, last week you had Sabathia and Nemaha Central, and a little bit of a change for Sabathia. Matthew Garber has been the quarterback, but they found a way to get another athlete, Christian McAfee, involved. It'll be interesting to see if they try to build off that, because the Blue Jays had some success with Christian McAfee taking some snaps last week.
He did not have a carry through the first 2 weeks of the season. Week three, he gets thrown into the fire in the second quarter. He ends up with 25 carries, 111 yards in that game. He was a real spark plug as Sabathia went to kind of what they did with Drew Schmelzy last year, what Coach Michael called it, their triangle offense. Really get him out in space. He's a really good athlete and a very good runner. It'll be interesting to see how Sabathia utilizes Christian McAfee here tonight.
Sabathia in the home navy blues, Holton in the visiting white uniforms tonight. And Christian McAfee is one of four sophomores that start on offense. Actually, five sophomores that start on defense for Coach Garrett Michael this season. Two of their linemen are sophomores, Aiden Whitworth, the center, and Joshua Grimm, the right tackle. The other linemen for Sabathia are seniors, Kendrick Edelman at the tackle, Thad Minnell, the main returning left guard, and new this year after playing running back the last six seasons is Caden Edelman, who is the right guard starting for the Blue Jays this season. We'll see Tristan Whitworth, a returner at tight end, opposite McAfee. Marcus Bauman is the wideout, and in the backfield with Matthew Garber, Josh Herman, and Jake Byer will be at those running back spots. The Blue Jays will go from left to right on your radio dial. The wind is basically calm. We had a few sprinkles, but the temperatures dropped into the upper to mid-60s, and it is a beautiful night for week four high school football. Matt Lears has it on the tee for Holton, and we're set to kick this one off. What's the keys for the Wildcat defense here as they'll be on the first field tonight, Tank?
I think when the Holton defense is on the field, Sabathia on offense, I'm watching first down. I don't know that Sabathia has the big play capabilities to overcome getting behind the stick. So for the Holton defense, success on first down, if they can keep gains to minimum yards on first and second down, get Sabathia into third and long, they're going to have a lot of success. We saw that last week with Perry LaCompton. When they did good things on first and second down, they tended to get three and outs, get the football back. When Perry LaCompton got 5, 6, 7 yards on first down, Holton had trouble getting off the field defensively.
The other two games opening District 4 play tonight include Royal Valley against Jeff West, and Hiawatha tonight is playing at Rock Creek. Back deep to return will be Josh Herman and Marcus Bauman for the Blue Jays. Both these teams have a common opponent in both Nemaha Central and Chapman. Holton beat Nemaha Central by 1 point in the season opener, a last-second field goal, and Sabathia lost to them last week. Chapman, the other common opponent, another tough loss for Sabathia this year against Chapman. Holton able to eke out a win in week two by 10 points. Here's the kickoff by Lears. It's heading to the far side. It'll be fielded at the 10. It's Bauman up the middle at the 15, at the 20, 25. He's met and then tackled just across that 25-yard line as downfield is Ty Phillips making the special team stop for the Holton Wildcats. So 6 seconds in, and the Blue Jays will start at their own 27-yard line. The Sabatha Dow linemen are Andrew Williams, Caden Cattrall, seniors, and a sophomore, Dalton Roush. Very good in the linebacking core with Garrison Booth and Jace Boswell in the middle. Connor Collins and Charlie Gilliland on the outside. We'll see Caden Jackson out there as well. The corners are Lucas Adcock on the near side, Jace Hallauer, another senior on the far side. The safeties are Jake Zeller and Matt Lears. First down for the Blue Jays, and the delay give, a little indecision there by the quarterback on the handoff. It is Garber that took the snap in a read option play. He gave it, but very late to Jake Byer, who was met near the line of scrimmage for minimal gain on first down.
It's pretty similar to what Sabatha struggled with last week against Nemaha Central. Just they could not get anything going with this formation that they had out there. That's exactly why they went to that triangle formation with Christian McAfee at quarterback.
Sabatha will send twin wide receivers to the left and split backs behind Matthew Garber. Going left to right to the north here in the opening quarter. And Garber drops back to pass, now wants to run a draw. He gets across the 30 and up to the 31-yard line. Caden Jackson and Caden Cattrall, as well as Jaden Fletcher, flying in there for the stop. A gain of about 4 yards. It'll still be third and a long six here for Sabatha on the opening possession.
Well, really solid linebackers for the Holden Wildcats, and Jace Boswell and Garrison Booth. Booth missing a game a couple weeks ago against Chapman, and he was missed. You noticed the missing cog in the middle of that linebacking core. They welcomed him back last week, and they were in on that tackle there.
Bauman, the lone receiver, he'll come to the near side. Whitwer is on this side as well, but tight. It's third and six. Garber gets the snap, hands it off, and hit and tackled after a short gain of one or two, not nearly enough for a first down, as Sabatha Hallauer in there for Holton. The ball carrier was Josh Herman, who gained maybe 2 yards, but it's fourth and four, and Sabatha will have to punt it away. Both these teams pretty good in the punting department. Jake Zeller for Holton and Chase Fry, another sophomore for Sabatha. 7 punts this season, but he's averaging over 38 yards per punt. Back deep is Matt Lears. He awaits at his own 30-yard line for the Wildcats. Here's the snap to Fry. The punt is away. It's spiraling. Lears won't be able to field it in the air. It rolls inside the 30, grabs it, but he's on a knee. And Holton, much like Sabatha, will start with about the same field position at their own 27-yard line. We've played 2 minutes and 4 seconds here in week number four.
Now, watching some film last week of this Holton offense, Justin, you really started to see some signs of consistency, and then yet you still look every now and then, you're like, man, if they just pick up that extra block instead of a 8 yard or 10 yard gain, it could go the distance. And so I think a focus for this offensive line for Holton tonight, sustain blocks, continue to run hard. The backs have been running hard all season, but continue to sustain blocks, and that could lead to big plays.
Cooper Baxter is the center. He'll snap it in the pistol to fellow junior Matt Lears, who gives to the fullback Jace Boswell. Broke a tackle and met hard at the 35. It is up to the 37-yard line, gaining almost 9 yards there on the carry. Boswell last week had 116 yards against Perry LeCompton. The starting tailbacks are junior Jaden Fletcher and senior Connor Collins. Caden Jackson and Jake Zeller are the tight ends. Charlie Gilliland as well. Here's second and short play, and the give right side, and much shorter gain as the Blue Jays defend this one well. Fletcher getting the carry, tackled by Thad Minold, 75 tackles last year. He's a 3-year starter for this Sabatha Blue Jay defense, but a gain of a yard brings up a first down here for the Cats.
Sabatha comes out in a 6-man front with 2 linebackers and then basically 3 safeties about 8 yards off the ball. 8 guys in the box.
Lears will fake to the fullback, second man through, big hole, and around the right side is Gary Booth. He's to the 40, to the 30, inside the 20, broke a tackle with a stiff arm, and then stumbles and falls down inside the 5-yard line. Booth upset that he felt like he could have got in. He broke a couple tackles and somehow stayed in bounds on that far side, but stumbled and lost his balance before reaching the end zone. Nobody was within a few yards of him, and Holton's got first and goal to go.
55 yards there, Justin. We talk about the 6-man front and only 2 linebackers. If you get hat on hat, there's big running lanes. Booth found it to the outside.
From the 4, the give is to Fletcher, left side. He bounces off a defender and into the end zone. Touchdown! Jaden Fletcher's 3rd of the year, as the Wildcats need just 4 plays to go 73 yards and get the touchdown, set up by a 55-yard run from Booth. Fletcher takes it in from 4.
Big plays, and then Holton just methodically punches it in once they get inside the 10-yard line. Terrific start for the Wildcats. The stop, the quick score, off to a great start here in Sabatha for the Cats.
Matthew Lears has made 9 of 9 extra points this season. Good snap, Zeller the hold. The kick a bit wobbly and left, but it's just inside the upright and good. And it is 7-0 with 8:49 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll take our first time out, and Sabatha will get it for a second time on offense. Now trailing 7-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane, Mike Tanking back with you. Scoring Drive Summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Houlton. Online at WilsonTireKS.com. 7-0 Wildcats. Houlton kicks this one, and Bauman now picks it up inside the 10. He'll again stay between the hashes at the 20, 25, and dives near the 30. That scoring drive for Houlton covering 74 yards. And took them just 4 plays. They got the big chunk from Gary Booth and the 4-yard touchdown run to cap it by Jaden Fletcher.
One thing I've already noticed about them from last week's on special teams. Last week on kickoff returns, they were trying to reverse in 3 different times. They got caught inside of their own 10-yard line. But so far tonight, much better getting out to the 30. Good starting field position.
8:43 to go here in the opening quarter. The Blue Jays' second drive begins at their own 30-yard line. Garber still in at quarterback, twins to the near side, split backs behind him. The snap from Whitwer, and under center, the give. And this is a better offensive running play, especially on first down. He talked about that being a huge key tank and a gain of about 7 as Josh Herman, the ball carrier for the Blue Jays. He ran for 440 yards last season and is now over 200 already here in 2021.
A really good success there on first down. Nice run for the Blue Jays. And, you know, right now the Blue Jays got to feel like they got smacked in the mouth a little bit. They need to slow things down, see if they can move the sticks once or twice, and a little bit of momentum back on their side. That was a good start to this series.
Vucin is a receiver. He's on the near side, one each way, second and short. Garber wants to throw near side for Vucin, who looks up and got a hand on it but ran out of real estate and couldn't hold it in. 8:03, the clock will stop here in the first quarter. Wildcats leading 7-0, and Sabetha's now got a 3rd down and 4, their own 37.
So that the offense is definitely capable of going on a sustained drive in the third quarter last week. A 21-play, 96-yard drive that took over 11 minutes off the clock. So this is about the offense can do good things if they just hold on to the football.
First incompletion of the night. Matthew Garber now 13 out of 29 throwing the football this season. Here's a big 3rd down for the Blue Jays with the receivers to the near side. The give to the running back left and fighting for extra yardage. It looks like Sabetha's got a 1st down. The pile moved an extra yard or two that was needed to clear the sticks after the initial contact on Josh Herman, and a great push there by the Blue Jay linemen as they get their much-needed initial 1st down here tonight.
And that 7-yard gain on 1st down sets that up. You've got a waist down on 2nd and 3. You can take a shot down the field. You don't get it. You still feel comfortable at 3rd and 3, knowing it's possibly 4-down territory. They easily convert the 3rd down.
Preston Michaelin is a receiver. He's on the near side. It's 1st and 10 from the 41. Give near side, trying to cut it back to the middle, and a gain of 2 or 3. The ball came out, but the whistle had blown before Matt Lears was about to sprint halfway home to Houlton. The play was blown dead, and the gain was 2.5 yards on 1st down. Clock will keep rolling here at 7:20 to go in this first quarter. Don't forget scoring updates throughout the night, all brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. And it's time to update your vehicle. Visit Joe at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. He's about to try to respond. This is Houlton's quick 4-play, 74-yard drive. 2nd down and 8. Fake to give left. Quarterback kept it, but he's eaten up. Not buying the fake there. And in the backfield was Connor Collins making the tackle for the Wildcats. And it was back a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So a tackle for loss by Collins in his 6 games because of injury a season ago. Currently 5th on this Houlton defense in tackles. Houlton's top 2 tacklers coming into tonight, Boswell and Caden Jackson.
kind of funny there, Justin's. Both these teams like to hide the football, a lot of fakes in the backfield. Head linesman on the far side and spotted the ball 4 yards down the field. He thought the tailback had the football. No, the line judge on the near side had the correct spot. It was a loss on the play.
Three down linemen. Fletcher switches as an outside rusher to the far side on 3rd and 8. Garber wants to throw. Stands in the pocket, airs it near side. It's up, and it is a jump ball. Adcock there for Holton, and it looks like initially maybe he had it, but then the Sabethan receiver came down with the football. It's a first down.
Yep.
The Blue Jays make the catch. What a grab. Preston Michael, I think, out-wrestled that ball away from Lucas Adcock on the way to the grass, and a huge conversion for the Blue Jays.
That's a 20-yard pass and catch, Justin. It's a great job by the line judge on the play there. As dual possession on a pass like that always goes to the offense. And that's what that was. They both came down with the football inbounds, tremendous catch, and then have to wrestle it away at the end. You can't just let go of the ball there. That's an interception. Great job there.
Fourth catch of the year for Preston Michael, the junior head coach's son. Twin receivers to the near, short side of the field. First down now at the 37. Garber hands it off. Left side. Herman trying to get around the corner. He broke an ankle. Tackle. Gets free at the 30 and bounces down to the 27-yard line. He looks to have another Blue Jay first down. Has a good job bouncing it out. Josh Herman has been the workhorse early on here for the Blue Jays tonight.
Which is interesting. Herman had just 8 carries last week. He's already got 5 here in this opening quarter for Sabathia, and he's got over 25 yards rushing already.
So after converting a 3rd and 4 and a 3rd down and 8, now the Blue Jays will have back-to-back first down plays as they near the red zone and the clock rolling at 5:15 here in the opening quarter. Sabathia looking to try to tie it up, an offense averaging 244 yards per game, about 57 yards passing through the first 3 weeks, and 187 on the ground. First down play again. Garber will get the snap and give it left quickly through the hole. And a gain down near the 20-yard line, maybe just short at about the 21, but still almost 5 yards there on the carry for Jonathan Renier. He's a 175-pound junior, so Renier and Herman, both juniors, as well as the quarterback, Matthew Garber.
Yeah, big possession here for Sabathia. Holton scored very easily on their drive. You get down this close, you want to be able to punch this thing in and answer back. A good game there on first down, 2nd down and 5.
And Mike, if anything, you almost got to say this is just a confidence booster all around for Sabathia, at least knowing they can move the football already here against Holton.
Absolutely. With the young guys out on the field, they need that, and they've got it. Now they got to come away with points.
Two receivers to the right, split backs behind Garber. It's 2nd down and 5 from the 21. Quick pitch, trying to get outside, but now cutting it up and getting down near the 16. This is close to another first down as the pitch went quickly to Herman, who cut it back on the right hash. Charlie Gilliland there to make the tackle for Holton, but not before the Blue Jays have moved the first down sticks once again.
We talked about Holton needing to sustain blocks offensively. Doing a terrific job are the Sabathia Blue Jays here on this drive, and this time it was Marcus Bauman here on the edge that sealed that with a nice block and a first down run by Herman.
First down snap from the 16. Garber calls the cadence and hands the ball off up the middle. Not much there for Herman this time. He was met by Andrew Williams. Big defensive lineman there for the Wildcats, who are kind of banged up. They're without Dustin Shermock, one of their senior starters up front here again this evening. But a good job by Williams, who's out there with Cattrall and Gillen right now in the front three, and that gain by Herman only for 1 yard to the 15.
That's the front three that played last week against Perry. Gillen getting the start and looked pretty good in that role. Gets the start again here tonight on the defensive side of the ball.
Blue Jays hustle to the line of scrimmage. They'll split a receiver each way as we near the 3-minute mark here in the first quarter. 7-0 Wildcats lead. Garber drops back to pass, looks left, throws left, and off target. His receiver went in towards the post. The ball was kind of an out pattern flown towards the pylon, and it'll be an incompletion. It's about to now 1 of 3 through the air.
And trying to post Matthew Whitaker up on that left side. He has quite a bit of a size advantage over there. But Whitaker only just 1 catch so far through the first 3 weeks, but trying to post him up there on 2nd down and 9.
It's Chase Hallauer in coverage, and yeah, just had a hard time getting free off the line of scrimmage.
So another big 3rd down here. Sabathia's already converted 3rd and 4 and a 3rd and 8 via the pass on this possession. Probably 4 down territory for the Blue Jays. Two receivers to the near side, and now in the shotgun is Matthew Garber. Sabathia gets the snap, hands it off right side, and penetration there into the backfield is going to limit the gain to only about 2 yards for Jonathan Renier, as Williams again was the one that got through, and Gary Booth, the linebacker, came up to apply the initial contact. Could be field goal try, it looks like, here for the Blue Jays as it's fourth down and six from the 13.
It's a fourth and one or fourth and two. It's four down territory. But if you're the Blue Jays on fourth and seven, you'll want to come away with points after this nice drive.
A 30-yard field goal try. Sabatha for the third straight season with a new kicker. And a good snap and hold. The kick plenty high enough, end over end, and it is through the uprights. Making his first field goal of the season after missing a couple times in the initial 3 weeks. That field goal from 30 yards is good, and the Blue Jays are on the board. Now 7-3 score with 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. We'll return after a 30-second timeout. We're live on the Sabatha and Holton channels, and here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Ganzaland Radio.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tinking, Johnny Kane back with you now. 7-3 our score with 2:21 to go. Third straight year mentioned that Sabatha's had a new foreign exchange student kicker. It was Will Preto last year, Linus Krause the year before that. This year, Papine from the Netherlands. That's who made the 30-yard field goal. This kick dies and is picked up at the 10. It's Lears on the return, coming clear across the field. Gets a block from Zeller on the outside. Still bouncing it to this near sideline. Stays in at the 30 and gets across the 35. Matt Lears doing a lot of running on that kick return that began at the 10-yard line on the far side, just a few feet from the out-of-bounds line. And he ends up off on this near sideline at the 36.
Luckily for Holton, they gave Lears about three or four extra yards. He clearly stepped out of bounds right at about the 32, 33-yard line, where they give him all the way to the 36.
Last drive for the Sabatha Blue Jays, capped by Papine's 30-yard field goal, went 12 plays for the Blue Jays and covered 56 yards. Now 7-3 as Holton's offense back on the field. Give it to Booth right side, and he had the big play earlier and an ankle-saving tackle as Booth with the quick burst of speed at the 40, and he was tackled on the play by Sabatha's Caden Edelman, but did get about 8 yards. Drive starting, as Johnny mentioned, from the 36. Second down, Holton moving quickly, no huddle, and this is the fullback. And Boswell gets about 2 yards. That's what was needed to move the sticks, as they'll stop the clock at a minute 44 here in the first quarter. And Holton's got a first down now at their own 45-yard line. It's different paces for these two teams.
Yeah,
huh?
No doubt. As Holton wants to run the no huddle, get up, run quick. They really played with good pace the first 3 weeks. And whereas Sabatha's going to huddle up and maybe try to shorten the game a little bit, Boswell with a solid game last week. Perry had a hard time taking away the fullback. So far, not a whole lot for Jace. 2 carries, 11 yards.
Double tight ends, Gillen and Zeller, full wishbone set, and the give to Boswell. Broke a tackle at the 50, comes near sideline at the 40, around the corner at the 30. Boswell at the 20, chased by just one man at the 10. 5, not going to get him. Touchdown, Jace Boswell. For the fourth time in 4 weeks, Boswell with a 53-yard touchdown run. Holton's second play over 50 yards tonight, and their second touchdown in as many drives.
Must have heard me talking, Justin. Not a whole lot out of the fullback, and right on cue, a 53-yard run. Jace Boswell getting through the first wave and getting to the outside. Once again, Holton getting through that first wave and finding all kinds of running room as the offensive line is putting hat on hat, and then the backers are making linebackers miss. And this time, nobody catching number 20. Boswell in for 6.
Not your prototypical fullback speed, right? He's got some afterburners. High snap. Great hold by Zeller. Kick by Lears up and good. It's 14-3. Holton, again, a very short drive. They've only ran 7 plays on offense tonight. Went 74 yards in 4 plays. This drive goes 3 plays and covers 64 yards, and the Wildcats lead it by 11. We head to a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to Big 7 League, Class 3A, District 4. High school football.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabatha, 14-3, Holton leading, a minute 21 left here in the first. Matt Lears has it on the tee. We have some Holthouse Auto House scoring updates for a bit. What a beautiful sunset view we have here, staring to the west. This is a high and deep end-over-end kick that hit the end zone before it bounced. What a leg there by Matt Lears, and Sabatha will start at the 20. Johnny, how about some scores from around the area here in week four?
Well, Moramount Academy trails Republic County 16-0, about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter there. Atchison is leading Harmon 6-0. Rock Creek up on Hiawatha 7-0. Again, those scores brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com.
Well, Sabatha's ran 15 plays, and Holton's only ran 7. Both teams have had the ball twice. The Wildcats with a pair of touchdowns. Sabatha with a field goal, but back on offense here at their own 20-yard line after the booming kick by Lears. Garber hands it to the left side and getting through to the 25 up near the 27. Jace Boswell tackles Josh Herman, but a nice gain again, almost 6 yards there on the first down tote. That scoring drive, 3 plays, 64 yards for Holton with Jace Boswell's 53-yard touchdown run, its fourth of the year. Scoring drive courtesy of Wilson Tire, Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton when selection and service matter. Options here on 2nd and 4. Garber, the junior, is under center, and he gives it left. That kind of delayed read play. And again, it's number 20, Boswell, making the tackle. New ball carrier is Jake Byer, the senior, getting the carry that time and gaining about 3 yards. So Sabatha's got third and a long one here on what could be the final play of this first quarter.
Talked about Sabatha getting 6 yards on first down. That just opens up so much, makes it so much easier. Now you look at it, it's just a 3rd and 1.
They're 2 for 4 on third down so far tonight.
And they got to feel pretty good about what they're doing offensively after that first drive. I mean, they're running their stuff. They're not having to do anything but their stuff, running the veer, getting a good push up front. Back's running hard.
More guys to the far side of the field. Garber on 3rd and 1. Hit as he handed that ball off, but cutting back to the middle and breaking a tackle for a first down up to the 35-yard line goes Josh Herman as the first quarter comes to a close. So Sabatha converts on 3rd down. They'll keep their offense on the field as we flip-flop sides with 12 minutes in the books. And on to the 2nd quarter, we go next. Our score is Holton 14 and Sabatha 3. You're listening to high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. 1st and 10 for Sabatha as we start the second quarter. Holton leads 14-3, and right out of the break, we'll have a screen pass to Marcus Bauman as he'll get up to the 44-yard line and gain about 9 yards on first down, sets up 2nd and short.
Bauman's 4th catch of the year, the leading target. Those are the kind of passes Sabatha can have most of the night if they want him. Sabatha going to play back at the corner spots. They'll allow the throws underneath, just don't want to be burnt deep.
2nd down and a long one from the 44-yard line. Under center is Matthew Garber. They'll give it up the middle to Josh Herman as he hits the line of scrimmage and then gets shoved down there. And actually, that is going to be Jake Byer on the carry. It's close to a first down. It looks like he might be just a couple of inches short. They might go ahead and measure this. It is very close. But right now, they're going to go ahead and say third down and short.
Connor Collins making the tackle for Holton defensively.
So third down and short coming up for Sabatha. You got to think right here. If you don't get it right here, it's got to be four down territory for Sabatha, already trailing 14-3. Third down and a couple of inches for the Blue Jays. Ball spotted near the left hash. Three running backs in the backfield along with Garber. They ended off up the middle, easily picking up the first down and getting all the way near midfield and picking up an easy first down as Sabatha moves the chains once again the second time on this drive.
Olsen's got Rylan Ammon, a sophomore, out there making the tackle, but a quick-hitting play and a gain of 6 yards on Jonathan Renier's third carry of the night.
First and 10 now for Sabatha. We're under 10.5 to go in the first half. Holton leads 14-3. Ball spotted right at midfield. Garber back under center. Two running backs split backfield. Garber back to throw. Looking to the right side. Now he's going to step up, take off, and run, but he's going to be hit behind the line, and he'll be taken down for a loss back to the 49-yard line as Holton was able to get Connor Collins back there to make the stop on Matthew Garber for a loss of 1 yard.
That's where this Holton team is certainly different from a year ago, with the athleticism or maybe lack thereof up front. As last year's defensive front was probably as athletic as a front three as you'll ever see, getting to the quarterback. And did a nice job there collapsing the pocket around Garber and brought him down for a sack, a loss of a yard on the play.
Second tackle for loss for Connor Collins of the season. 9:40 to go as Sabatha has a second down and 11. Ball spotted just in front of midfield. Garber back under center. He's got three running backs behind him. This will be a give to the right side. This is Byer. He'll get to the 45-yard line before he's chopped down there. It's a solid gain of 6. And that'll make it a third down and manageable now for the Blue Jays.
Here's the safety making the stop, but Holton not getting many tackle opportunities from their defensive linemen. Sabatha doing a great job of kind of tying up those front three or four guys for the Wildcats, and it's up to backers in the secondary to be making most of the tackles here now.
Big run by Jake Byer sets up now a third down and manageable. Third down at about 5 for Sabatha. The first down would come at the 40-yard line. They'll give it to Herman to the left side, but he's going nowhere. Connor Collins again making the stop for Holton. That's going to force a fourth down and 5 for the Blue Jays.
I think a case could be made that Connor Collins had one of his best high school football games of his season, or of his career, I mean, last week against Perry LeCompton. Offensively, had 2 touchdowns, 55 yards, had a few tackles as well. But, man, on the defensive side tonight, that's a couple impressive one-on-one plays by Connor Collins.
Now, there's such a huge difference between 4th and 5, 4th and 6, as opposed to 4th and 1 or 2. And it looks like Sabatha's going to probably go for this here, but this was difficult. 4th and 6 against this defense on this at this part of the field, they've got to go for it down by 2 scores.
Ball straight between the hashes at the 45-yard line. 4th down and the long 5. Garber was ready to throw, but before that we're going to have whistle, and a delay of game is going to be called on the Blue Jays. So instead of 4th and about 5, it'll be 4th and 10.
So 4th and 5 was difficult. 4th and 10 might change everything altogether, and it will. Here comes the punting game.
As Justin mentioned earlier, a good punter for Sabatha and Chase Fry that does have one ball inside of the 20-yard line this year. So Matt Lears will drop back for the Wildcats. 8 minutes and 9 seconds remaining in the second quarter with Holton leading 14-3. So Chase Fry awaits the snap. The ball spotted just across midfield. Low snap, Fry handles it, gets the boot away. It's a wobbly end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded by Lears at his own 13-yard line. Coming along the near side of the 30, the 35, still on his feet, nearly lost the football, but he's going to be spun down at the 36-yard line, and Holton will have pretty good field position with right just under 8 minutes to go in the half.
What a critical defensive drive this is coming up here for Sabatha. Holton's only needed 7 plays to get 2 touchdowns. They've broken 2 long runs over 50 yards. Also keep in mind, Holton's going to get the football to start the third quarter. So Sabatha really needing a stop of some kind to stay a part of this game here on this drive.
And so far, Holton's defense now with 2 stops, giving up 1 field goal. And Holton, meanwhile, on offense, averaging almost 20 yards per play.
First and 10 for the Wildcats, just across the 35-yard line. This is a give that follows up the middle, but before the play, we'll have false start against Holton. And this will be a 5-yard penalty and make it first and 15 back to the 30-yard line.
something Johnny was, we covered Holton through the first 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks, Holton had so many pre-snap penalties. And you see that a lot in weeks one and two. Something they really cleaned up. They had a lot of penalties last week, but they weren't the pre-snap variety. First one they've had tonight.
That'll make it a first down and 15 for back at the 30-yard line as the ball is near the right hash. So it'll be a give to the second man up the middle. That is going to be Gary Booth, who gets hit behind the line. Might have even lost the yards. I think the Arcs are going to give about a half-yard gain on the play, but nothing else after that. That'll bring up second and long.
Big play by Thad Menold right there. The senior busting through and met the back in the hole. Dropped him for basically no gain.
So now second down and long for the Wildcats, closer to about second and 15 with 7:19 to go in the half. Holton leads 14-3. This will be a give to Boswell along the right side. He'll hit the line, push his way forward over the right tackle and get maybe two or three, but nothing else after that. He's about to do a pretty good job on this drive.
Yeah, great job. They got more blue jerseys flying to the football. They got two, three guys at the point of attack now on each of these first three plays in this possession.
Third down and 12 coming up for Holton as we're under 7 minutes to go in quarter number two. Ball will be spotted near the right hash. Lear's yet to throw a pass here tonight. Third down and 12. This will be a give along the left side, breaking free initially, and then get spun down near the 38-yard line. It'll be well short of a first down. It'll bring up a fourth down and 5, getting near the 40.
Looked like a pretty big gap into the second wave there once Jaden Fletcher got it on the counter play, but a great job by Jonathan Renier. He's the safety that came up and made a sure tackle there that's going to force Holton to punt.
Absolutely what Sabetha needed right there. But what's it come back to? The pre-snap penalty on first down. Faced a first and 15, unable to overcome it. Now they have to punt the football away.
Josh Herman, Marcus Bauman back deep to receive. They'll stand at their own 25-yard line. Big Zeller is the punter. A high, wobbly kick will be fielded by Bauman, and now he's going to let it roll, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. So that is where Sabetha will start this drive with 5:54 to go.
A 42-yard punt with no return, and it goes out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Jake Zeller is a weapon. Johnny, last week he had a 40-some-yard punt that died at the 1-yard line at Perry LeCompton. He has worked on that skill. We mentioned the two great punters tonight. There was another good boot on Holton's first punt this evening.
I guess it might be the most underrated part about high school football is if you can have a punter that can flip the field just like that, that's a big thing, especially in high school football.
You can gain 20 yards on an exchange of possessions. That's the equivalent of two first downs.
First and 10 for Sabetha from their own 18-yard line. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Taking the snap is Garber. He'll hand it along the left side, getting to the 20-yard line. Not a whole lot after that. I think that was Josh Herman on the carry, and it was Josh. He'll pick up. He'll give him to about the 21, so a gain of 3.
Caden Catchell's a big guy in the middle of that line for Holton, and he not only took up some space and some blocks that time, but he shed him and made the initial contact. Caden Catchell, 285-pound senior. Great job on that play before Booth came up to help.
Yeah, that's a run-stuffing nose tackle right there. Tough to move 285 pounds.
So you don't see that very often. Second down and 7 for the Blue Jays. Ball spotted to the left hash at the 21. Garber takes the snap, gives it along the left side, breaking free initially to the 30-yard line and falling forward to about the 32-yard line. It's going to be set up as Jonathan Renier. He'll pick up a first down all the way up to the 32.
You know what I noticed on that play was his fellow running back getting the key block for him. A great block by Josh Herman on Chase Boswell really sealed him back to the inside and allowed Renier to get some good space here on the near sideline.
Justin, these two schools, probably more than any teams we cover, ask their running backs to block almost every play.
And guess what? They do or they're not in the game
anymore.
That's
right. That's right.
Got plenty of setups.
First and 10 for Sabetha. Garber to throw. He pumps right. Now pumps back, he just throws the ball late, and it's going to be caught right at midfield, shoved out of bounds at the 49-yard line. They're going to say, I think he bobbled it and dropped it. It was a good ball by Garber, but on that far side, I believe that was Bauman that was trying to haul it in. He was not able to, and so that'll bring up a second down and 10.
Looked like he initially had it, but then as he kind of caught it and realized he was right on the sideline, a bunch of blue-white jerseys in his face, he just couldn't quite control it as he went out of bounds.
That'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Blue Jays with 4.5 minutes to go in quarter number two. Holton leads 14-3. All spotted along the left hash mark. Garber awaits the snap.
gives it to Herman along the right side. He cuts it back inside of the 35-yard line and carries tacklers with him to the 37-yard line before he's finally shoved back. That'll be a solid gain of 6 yards to bring up a third and manageable.
Good job by the right guard that time. I was zeroed in on Caden Edelman. Again, he's a senior. All through junior high, in the last 3 years, he's been a running back. But that is so typical of this Sabetha football program. Seems like every year they have a guy or two that they ask to move to a different spot, a different role. You're not going to be getting to carry the ball anymore. They do it without the blink of an eye. It's all about faith and family teamwork here in the Blue Jay country.
Third and four from the 37. Garber hands it off to Herman along the right side, but before the snap, we'll have penalties. And it will be a full start against Sabetha. So just like Holton going backwards, Sabetha, instead of a third and manageable, it'll now be a third and long.
Yeah, that hurts. Now you become one-dimensional, probably have to go to the air here on third and long. Sabetha broke the huddle quickly and came out in an unbalanced formation. Only one lineman on this side of the center, but they had a pre-snap penalty, moves him back, and it's now third and nine.
So third and nine coming up for Sabetha as we've got under 3:45 with the clock continuing to roll in this second quarter. Holton leads 14-3. Sabetha and a field goal in the opening quarter, but it's nothing since then. Third down in about eight. Garber to throw. He's going to throw a hitch route to the right side. It's going to be caught by Vallon at the 40-yard line. He'll be 2 yards short of a first down. And that'll set up now a third down in about three. It'll be fourth down and two, actually, after the penalty. So fourth down and two coming up as Bauman makes the catch for 6 yards.
That's just a good case of the Holton defense knowing the down and distance. You know where the first down marker is at. You make sure you tackle and wrap up everybody short of the marker. Good execution on the pass and catch, but a good tackle there for the Holton defense. Once again, they force a punt.
Punting the football away, Chase Fry once again for Sabetha. It's going to be a fake, and Sabetha's going to pick up the first down. Herman to the 50-yard line, 45-40, 35-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds by Matthew Lears. But Sabetha goes trickery on fourth and two, and they pick up the first down.
25 yards, all kinds of running room on this near side. They've got a running back carrying the football. Terrific design. The punter jumps like the balls went flying over his head, and then the snap was good. Got the right guy running the football. 25 yards and a first down for the Blue Jays. They catch the Wildcats off guard. They needed something magical here before halftime, knowing that Holton's going to get the ball out of the break, and they get 25 yards and a first down there.
First and 10 for the Blue Jays from the Holton 35-yard line. Garber back under center. Run along the left side. We're going to have flags again and another false start against Sabetha.
That's one way to overcome a 5-yard penalty, Johnny.
I guess so.
Great time for it. Right around midfield. Good blocks on the edge, too. Well blocked. Well executed.
Clearly, Holton was not expecting it at all, but Sabetha runs it to perfection. But now, after the 5-yard penalty, it'll be first and 15 for Sabetha with just 2:40 remaining here in this first half. All spotted along the left hash back of the 40-yard line. Two running backs split the backfield. Garber takes the snap, gives it along the left side, cutting it back inside to about the 36-yard line. Getting 4 yards of that 5-yard penalty back will be Jonathan Rinier. And it'll bring up now a second down and 11. Couple of quick score updates. Republic County leads Morehouse Academy 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. Atchison leads Harmon 34-0 as at the end of the first quarter as well. Those scores brought to you by Holt's House, Hotto House, and Fairview. We'll have more scores on our halftime show coming up. 2:07 to go in the half. Second down and 11 for Sabetha. Garber looking to throw, rolling right. Steps up, he throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught by Christian McAfee, and then a huge hit. Is going to stop McAfee at about the 29-yard line, 3 yards short of a first down.
Big hit by Matt Lears in the secondary. Good play action fake as Andrew Williams came untouched from his defensive end position, and he was chasing the ball carrier as the quarterback, Garber, was rolling out to his right, delivered a good ball, 8 yards, and now, I call it 7 yards, and now a manageable third down here.
Third down, a long four coming up for Sabetha, only 90 seconds to go in the half. Ball spot near the right hash out the 29-yard line. To give to Herman along the right side. He breaks free, now cuts it back inside, gets to the 20-yard line. He picks up a first down, still breaks away, and still pulling tacklers all the way down to the 15-yard line.
That's just effort. That's so many yards after contact. Josh Herman now flirting with 100 yards on the night, as that one goes from the 29 down to the 15, giving 14 more yards, and a lot of those coming after contact. Hard to find a kid out there playing harder than him. 14 carries, 95 yards for Josh Herman.
Timeout. It's about to take their first. 1:16 to go in the half. It's 14-3. Holton leads this timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at a concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
First and 10 for Sabatha out of the timeout. 1:16 to go in quarter number two. It's 14-3 Holton. This will be play number 12 of this drive coming up for the Blue Jays. Ball will be spotted near the right hash at about the 16-yard line. Two running backs split the backfield. Matthew Garber under center. Back to throw. He's going to throw a hitch route to the right side. It's caught by Bauman. He'll be just short of a first down before he's shoved out of bounds there.
Really good timing on that route. Just a kind of a back shoulder throw. The ball was delivered before Bauman even turned his head. Turns to find the football. There it is, and he's able to get out of bounds. Is obviously the clock now an issue. Sabatha with timeouts, but still under about a minute 11 left, it looks like. So time is the issue. You get out of bounds, you don't have to use the timeout. You take your time. You can huddle up. Regather yourself. 6 yards on the play.
Mike, you almost feel like Sabatha's got to score a touchdown here.
Yeah, you got to think so. Holton's going to get the second half kickoff, and they've done so many good things here, including the fake punt. Got to come away with some more points.
Second down and four. This will be a toss to the right side to Herman. Tries to bounce it outside. He gets the first down. Now cuts it back inside before he shoved out of bounds. Inside of the 5-yard line, all the way down to the 4. That'll be a run of 6 yards for Josh Herman. It'll bring up first and goal for the Blue Jays.
I bet that he's over 100 yards now. I've got him at 101. I'm going to guess that over half those yards are after contact.
Oh, it's got to be.
Once again, another second effort run there by Josh Herman, just refusing to be taken down on first contact, getting out of shoestring tackles, and then falling forward every time he carries the ball. And it's just been a total handful for this Holton defense here in the first half.
And again, so impressive of Herman. He had just 8 carries all last week. He's got 14 already here in the first half. First and goal for the Blue Jays. This is Herman over the right guard. He'll push his way inside of the 5-yard line to about the 3, and he'll gain about 2 yards.
So Beth is content with that. They would love to run this clock out and score a touchdown with minimal time on the clock. They know they have timeouts. They can still take their time inside the 5-yard line now.
45 ticks the clock, continuing to roll. Again, Holton leads 14-3. Sabatha looking for a big touchdown here before the half. Holton is going to get the football to start the second half as well, so makes this even bigger. Flags fly as Sabatha tries to keep it on the outside. Doesn't go anywhere. I think that was Garber that tried to keep it. It was. Just got back to the line of scrimmage, but that is it. But there are flags down right at the line of scrimmage.
This flag did not kill the play, so this is going to be an illegal shift or illegal motion against Sabatha. And Holton's going to have the opportunity to either take the flag or decline it and take the result of the play. They didn't kill it.
31 seconds stopped on the clock right now as the White Hat went over and talked to Holton head coach Brooks Barter to get his decision. I think Sabatha's going to go ahead and use a timeout here to stop the clock, and they will. Mike, let's just keep it right here. So you look at this drive for Sabatha and really this offense all night long. It's been the Josh Herman show. 15 carries, 103 yards on the night for Josh Herman. He's just been such a wrecking ball. We talked about him just a little bit earlier, but if you're Sabatha, you just got to just keep feeding him until Holton stops him. Is that right?
You know, that's something that Garrett Michael's always done. You know, he's going to find somebody or something that works and just continue to do it until you find a way to stop it. And that's been the recipe for success for Sabatha for some time, whether that's Gabe Garber running the ball 35 times, whether that's Joe Gruber, whether that, you know, just going down the line. Last year, Drew Schmelzley had some games where he carried the ball a lot. You find something that works.
Last week, Christian McAfee, 25 carries.
There you go. Another example. So, yeah, you just continue to feed the guy. 16 carries, 103 here in the first half. Now, the Wildcats did accept that penalty, so this moves the Blue Jays outside of the five-yard line, and they just used their second timeout. They've got one left. Still plenty of time to work with, though. 31.8. The ball will be spotted at about the seven-yard line. And you're right, if you're the Blue Jays, you don't want to settle for three again. Not going to beat the Wildcats tonight kicking field goals. They want six.
And I have a inkling that Coach Gary Michael knows that in the back of his mind. This has got to be a touchdown, so if not, might be four down territory here for the Blue Jays. Second and goal from back at the 7 yard line. Bauman split out to the right side. About to operate from right to left. Garber takes the snap. He's looking to throw. Throws the ball to the right flat. It's caught by Tristan Whitworth. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. Tristan Whitworth from 7 yards out. He picks up his first receiving touchdown of 2021. And Sabetha, a big touchdown before halftime.
Love the design, love the execution, and really impressed with Matthew Garber throwing the football here, Johnny, as he's now 6 of 9 for 56 yards and that touchdown. So you love that because if he doesn't get in the end zone, his momentum is going towards the pylon. He's probably out of bounds at the very worst. The clock would have stopped, but he wasn't settling for going out of bounds as Whitworth is able to dive inside that pylon and tack on a touchdown. A much-needed touchdown for the Blue Jays. Well-executed, tremendous drive, keyed by the fake punt. They come away with six.
And now Sabetha's going to go ahead and use their final timeout of the half before the extra point attempt by Papine. But just a mammoth, mammoth touchdown for Sabetha. That is huge, especially like I mentioned a little bit ago, Mike, the fact that Holton is going to get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, and their offenses looked really good. Holton's, that is the only time they punted, it was mainly because of a pre-snap penalty on first down, setting them behind the sticks. And so Sabetha's got to find a way to keep up, and this is how you keep up. You come away with a big trick play, the fake punt, 25 yards, and then not only that, able to march it down the field and able to punch it in the end zone through the air. And, you know, this one question I had about Sabetha coming into this game was could they be diverse enough to move the football up and down the field? I didn't feel necessarily they'd be able to just run the ball down the field kind of like they did against Nemaha last week. They've thrown the ball just enough tonight to be effective, and they've done it very well. 6 of 9, and they've done it at crucial times. They've gotten first downs with it, and in that case, they get a touchdown.
I talked to Coach Gary Michael every week in our locker room chat. He told me a couple of weeks ago, we're not trying to hit home runs with a passing game. We want 4, 5, 6 yards, those hitch routes. That'll just set things up. You can continue to move the ball down the field doing just that. He said, I will be extremely happy, and they've done that to perfection here tonight.
They're going to go for two here.
Garber will be in the shotgun. He'll have running backs on each hit. Two receivers split to the right side. Garber looking to throw. He rolls out to the right side. Throws the ball to the back right corner of the end zone, but it's going to be out of the end zone, and the pass will be incomplete. So the two-point try will be no good. I understand the thought, trying to make it a three-point game here heading into the break. But 26.4 on the clock. We've got a timeout on the field. Sabetha has pulled back to within 5. Holton leads 14-9 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of 3 boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
KNZA.
A 13th play drive that takes over 5 minutes off the second quarter clock, and it ends with a 7-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Garber to Tristan Whitworth. Sabetha now back within 5 at 14-9. So Holton will get the football back with 26.4 to go. Matthew Lears back deep to receive along with Gary Booth. This will be a pooch kick. It'll be short fielded by Lears at the 23-yard line. I'll go along the far side to the 30, the 35-yard line, still to feet 40. 45-yard line to the 50. Still going to the 45, into Sabetha territory, all the way to the 40 and inside of the 40 to the 39-yard line.
Holton has timeouts, and they have a field goal kicker as well. They only probably need another 20 yards to get into field goal range, Johnny. Total plays, Sabetha, 37 offensive plays, Holton 10. We were just talking over during the break off the air there that that's the recipe for Sabetha. Got to pound out long drives. Play keep away, if you will. They've done that. It's kept them a part of this football game. Now they've got to have a stop here and keep points off the board. They want to stay apart because, again, Holton does get the second half kickoff.
And Holton does have timeouts to work with. 15.6 seconds to go
Ball spot at the 39-yard line along the left hash. Lears to throw. Steps back. Throws the ball late back over the middle. It's going to be knocked away by Christian McAfee at the 28-yard line. Had a man open as he was trying to get it to his big tight end, Charlie Gilliland. But it falls incomplete on the nice play by Christian McAfee. The sophomore knocks it away to make it 2nd and 10.
A lot of those play-action passes for Holton take a little while to develop. Usually only one or two guys out on the route, and that's a play there where if that ball can be delivered a little sooner, he's open. A little bit late, and it got tipped away.
2nd and 10 from right at the 40. 9 seconds to go. Lear is going to keep it himself along the left side. I think it was a botched play. He just had to take off and run. He'll get inside of the 35-yard line. Now breaks free inside of the 30, all the way down to the 27-yard line. A big run of 13 yards for Matt Lears, and that'll put Holton pretty much in field goal range now.
0.2 seconds left on the clock. Holton will use a timeout, and we'll see what kind of leg he's got here. Kicked a 34-yarder in week one to beat Nemaha Central. This will be from 43 yards here.
Lears is 2 of 3 on field goal attempts this season. I believe if I'm right, he had missed a kick early in that game against Nemaha Central and then came through in the clutch and made that game winner. We're going to have a timeout, though, before that with 0.2 on the clock. We'll just keep it here.
Yeah, it was one from about the same distance in the other end zone, Johnny, and it came up just a little bit short, a little bit right, didn't really hit it square. And he said on the broadcast on that game winner, he was not going to leave that short. He knew he wasn't going to leave it short. Might miss wide left or right, but he was going to get everything he had into it. And this one here, this is going to test his leg. This has got to be on the outer limits of what he's capable of. This is going to be almost a 45-yard field goal. See where they put it down. Probably a 44-yarder is where Jake Zeller will go to and need to place the football.
Zeller is just in front of the 35-yard line, so you could almost pretty much call it a 45-yard field goal attempt here for Matthew Lears. Again, 0.2 on the clock after the big return by Lears, and now we'll have a chance to put 3 on the scoreboard before halftime. Again, Zeller the holder. And Sabetha jumps off sides, so that'll make it a little bit easier.
5 yards closer. I kind of want to see if he was going to get it there. I don't know if he's got 45 in his leg or not. We were going to find out. We'll see if he's got 40 now.
I'm going to guess he's probably taking a big deep breath out there saying, yes, a little bit closer now. So this will make it right at about 40 yards.
Now, Holton can go on a hard count again. They've got another timeout. If they want to go on a hard count again, see if they can get 5 more yards, they might.
So a 40-yard field goal attempt. Again, Jake Zeller is the holder. Lears tells Zeller he's ready to go. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way. It has got plenty of distance, but it hits the left upright. It had plenty of distance. That would have been good from at least 45, but it hits the left upright, and it is no good. So Sabetha dodges the bullet, and we have reached halftime. Our halftime score, the Holton Wildcats, 14, Sabetha 9. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
This pandemic doesn't seem to be going away, and neither is Denison State Bank. We've been doing this for 120 years now, so we have the experience to get through tough times and the loyalty to offer to our customers and communities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process.
just to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Gansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabetha, alongside Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Logan Bitterman, Chris Schilling, Tyler Catherine, and Seth Tollefson. Back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane, our halftime score. Sabetha trails 14-9. The Blue Jays got a big touchdown right before the half. Holton misses a field goal right before intermission to give us our 14-9 score. Sabetha started with the football. They went three and out, and it didn't take much time for Holton. Just three plays is all it took for the Wildcats to find the end zone for the first time as Jaden Fletcher took it in from 4 yards out.
From the four, the give is to Fletcher left side. He bounces off a defender and into the end zone. Touchdown! Jaden Fletcher's third of the year as the Wildcats need just four plays to go 73 yards and get the touchdown set up by a 55-yard run from Booth. Fletcher takes it in from four.
Sabetha did respond in a good way, though. Went on a 10-play drive, and it finally put some points on the board and got a field goal out of it. Before Holton responded, they put a big touchdown on the board for the second time tonight. It only took three plays once again for Jace Boswell to go 53 yards.
Double tight ends, Gillen and Zeller, full wishbone set, and the give to Boswell. Broke a tackle at the 50, comes near sideline at the 40, around the corner at the 30. Boswell at the 20, chased by just one man at the 10. Five, not going to get him. Touchdown, Jace Boswell. For the fourth time in 4 weeks, Boswell with a 53-yard touchdown run. Holton's second play over 50 yards tonight, and their second touchdown in as many drives.
Both teams then traded punts into the second quarter. Sabetha got the football with 5:54 to go in the half, going on a 13-play drive, took over 5 minutes off the clock, and scoring just before halftime on a big 7-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Garber to Tristan Whitworth. Second and goal from back at the 7-yard line. Bauman split out to the right side. Sabetha operates from right to left. Garber takes the snap. He's looking to throw. Throws the ball to the right flat. It's caught by Tristan Whitworth. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. Tristan Whitworth from 7 yards out. He picks up his first receiving touchdown of 2021. And Sabetha, a big touchdown before halftime. Holton then got a big kick return by Matthew Lears. Ran a couple of plays. Got an offside penalty by Sabetha. And a 40-yard field goal by Matthew Lears hits the left upright to end the first half. So 14-9 is our halftime score. Justin back up here with us. And Justin, you look back at that first half, Holton couldn't have played much better in the first quarter, but you feel like Sabetha in that second quarter finally got their feet underneath them and a big touchdown there before halftime.
Yeah, it started with their offense just being able to move the football, giving their defense a chance to rest, and I think the offensive drive that Sabetha went on and scored there gave them a little bit of confidence, something that maybe they didn't have in Holton or Sabetha's first drive of the night. I apologize, the wireless mic obviously choppy and not working. One interesting thing kind of with the cat and mouse there before the half, Sabetha was going to go for one, and it was Nate Bauman, the defensive coordinator, that came running over and asked Garrett, you know, should we go for two, pull within a field goal, go for two? And then Maxie came over, and it was like Coach McAfee said, let's do it. And Garrett was trying to call timeout, and he barely got the official's attention before they went ahead and attempted that kick. And, of course, maybe now they wish they would have had the 1 point instead, but that was an interesting little view from the sideline. A couple other things I enjoyed down there, the hit by Matt Lears. Holy cow, you could feel that. And you guys talked about how big of a hit that was. And then the other thing is Herman, you were talking about his yards after contact. He had a couple of those runs. I don't know how in the world he kept his knees off the ground. There was a couple times it was almost as if he was bear crawling, using his hand just to kind of keep his balance. But his yards after contact and the way that he was able to keep his balance and his knees off the ground were really fun to watch close down on the field.
If you look at these numbers, we'll talk about more numbers here in just a little bit, but the biggest thing I look at, Holton had ran just 11 total plays in that first half from their offense. That's about the defense. Came up big in the second quarter, and their offense cashes in Mike, you just feel like that Sabetha, all of a sudden, they finally start a little groove and have a little bit of momentum, too, especially with that missed field goal.
No doubt. And they're going to be on defense, obviously, to start the second half. But if they can get a stop, their offense, they got to love what they've got going on. I mean, they've really effectively shortened this game. And when we say shorten the game, what they've done is they've limited the number of possessions. And that's what they needed to do, especially with the way Holton came out and punched him in the mouth early. They just slowed the game down. It's just a totally different style. We talked about how Holton wants to play fast, get up on the line of scrimmage. Sabetha's the opposite. They want to churn out long drives. And they had their way in the second half, able to do that, keep the Holton offense off the field. You look up, they're only down by 5 points here at halftime.
But if you're Holton, you also look at it. You've only run 11 plays, but you still have a 5-point lead here at intermission. So if you're Holton, too, you get the football to start this third quarter as well. So, Holton, you still got to feel pretty good in the spot you're in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's offensively, they've done everything they wanted to do. It's just big plays and short drives because of the big plays. And the only thing they've really done offensively that hurt them was the one pre-snap penalty. They got behind the sticks. That's their only penalty of the first half, but it derailed the drive, and it really let Sabetha back into this football game.
Yeah, because Holton only had three drives. I mean, that was the third drive. They got put into a third and 12 because of that penalty and couldn't overcome it. What a great play call, too, by Alex McAfee on that fake punt. I mean, you know, they were in the middle of the field. They didn't need that much yardage. There couldn't have been a more opportune time, and that was huge. I mean, it was the perfect call at the perfect time and executed to perfection, obviously really helping Sabetha pull within a score here before half. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the first half stats. Also look at some scores of games going on around the area. But again, our halftime score. Holton, 14, Sabetha, 9. We'll take that break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadband benefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
John McManigal offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's climate controlled storage is also available and insect free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back to Sabetha High School as your halftime score. Holton leading Sabetha 14-9 as we continue here on the Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. You can find Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best? You got to get out of town. They've got the 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Time now for your halftime statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Talk to Jacob, Courtney, Megan. They're at NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. First half stats go like this. First four, the Wildcats. Holton finishes the first half with 5 first downs. They have 159 yards rushing on 11 carries, averaging 14.5 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 0 for 1, so the Wildcats finished the first half with 159 total yards of offense. Holton had no turnovers in the first half, and they had one penalty for 5 yards. Individually, Holton led on the ground by Jace Boswell. He has 4 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown. Garrison Booth has 3 carries for 66 yards. Jaden Fletcher has 3 carries for 13 yards and a touchdown run, and Matt Lears carried the ball 1 time for 13 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 0-for-1. For Sabetha, the Blue Jays finished the first half with 10 first downs. They have 142 yards rushing on 28 carries, averaging 5.1 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 6 of 9 through the air for 56 yards. So the Sabetha Blue Jays have 198 total yards of offense here at the break. 198 for Sabetha and 159 for Holton. Sabetha had no turnovers in the first half. They had 5 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, the Blue Jays led on the ground by Josh Herman. He has 103 yards rushing on 16 carries. Jonathan Renier carried the ball 5 times for 28 yards. Jake Beyer 4 times for 9 yards. And Matthew Garber 3 times that netted 2 yards. Passing the football, Matthew Garber is 6 of 9 for 56 yards, has 1 touchdown, no interceptions. His 6 completions go to 4 different receivers, led by Marcus Bauman, who has 3 catches for 22 yards. Preston Michael has 1 catch for 20 yards. Christian McAfee, 1 catch for 7 yards. And Tristan Whitwer has 1 catch for 7 yards. That was the lone Sabetha touchdown. Your halftime score? Holton 14, Sabetha 9. That's your halftime stats. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Thanks, Tank. We'll get some other area scores from around the area. And one thing we're going to mention today as well, Johnny, is the new classifications came out for the next couple years cycle of high school football. And this game may be played in the next couple of years, but it won't be a district game for sure because Sabetha found out they're dropping to Class 2A, which Tank and I were talking on the way up here. I think you could make a case on the eastern side of the bracket that 2A is just as good, if not maybe better than 3A. I mean, with the likes of how good Rossville is. You know, Nemaha played Holton, obviously, to a last-second field goal. You got Silver Lake and now Nemaha and Sabetha.
St. Mary's this year,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
St. Mary's, they lose 2A. By 1 to Silver Lake a couple weeks ago and played Rossville tough last week. I mean, you've got, realistically, you look at it, 6 or 7 teams on that eastern side in Class 2A that are very, very tough and all have a shot.
So I think we all need to go on the record, the three of us, and we need to plead to the coaches and athletic directors to make sure this game happens the next 2 years because it doesn't have to. They're not in the same district. I think it will, too. But we're going to go on the record and say, please, 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 we would like to broadcast this game the next 2 years. This is going to be a great football game next year. There's a lot of young underclassmen performing very well tonight.
We also have a new thing we're going to see next year as well, 6-man football around the area. Wetmore, they are a team moving from the 8-man ranks. They will be a 6-man competition here next year as well.
We'll have to do a lot of digging to find the last time in this football season that Sabetha and Holton did not play each other.
Besides, you know, the little bit
of a run that Nemaha had and then Perry, you know, the last couple of years, I mean, Holton really dominated. Remember, they had won 47 consecutive Big Seven League titles, 15-17, and it was Sabetha that ended that and beat them and broke through. And then the Blue Jays just a couple years ago when they were winning back-to-back state titles, they had put together 16 consecutive wins in the Big Seven League themselves. They won a couple of Big Seven League titles in 2017 and 18 themselves.
I think the most impressive thing that I did when I was looking at prep for this, Holton hasn't won a Big Seven League title in over 4 years. I mean, you look at the last four. Perry LeCompton won it last year. Then, as you mentioned, Sabetha goes back-to-back. Then Nemaha Central in 17 when they had a really strong season. So, I mean, it's interesting to think about how all the tradition Holton has, they haven't won it in 4 or 5 years.
The thing, I guess, for us is probably Sabetha-Nemaha is a district game next year as you start looking at the schedule. Because it does get tricky. There's only 3 weeks you get to schedule open league games that aren't district games. Probably a Nemaha-Sabetha district game coming next year. That'll free up a spot for us, right?
This would be a great week one kickoff next year.
Please. All right, we've made our case. Take another break.
All right, 14-9 is our score. Holton leads Sabetha. We'll take one final timeout. We'll get set to start the third quarter. That's when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lukert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lukert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Set to start the third quarter, but before we get to the third quarter, I have a couple scores to pass along. Jackson Heights is tied with Waubunsee 8-8. Pleasant Ridge leads Mission Valley 14-8. Atchison High is on top of Harmon 54-0. Warrior Mounts Academy tied with Republic County 16-16. In that Class 2A district game, Nemahal Central up on ACCHS 6-0 at halftime. Clifton Clyde up on Burlingame 20-6. And those are the scores that we have right now. Again, those brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Thanks, Johnny. Along with studio engineers Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane, Mike Tanking. Also tonight, Kyler Catherine's, Chris Schilling, and Logan Bitterman all helping us out. We're streaming on the Sabetha channel and Holton channel on Facebook Live for each of those sites, and also here, of course, on KNZA. One other score, JCN 38, Horton 3. That was just before halftime. Of course, the Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show. Seth does a phenomenal job. You'll make sure and want to tune in every Friday night after the games for all the area scores, updated standings, some statistics, and our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness player to bank on as well. So Holton up 5, going to get the football to begin the second half. It'll be just their fourth drive of the game. They scored touchdowns quickly on their first two possessions, but then the three and out in their third and final drive of the first half.
You know, you look right now, Justin, and you get the feeling as long as Holton is ahead by a score with the football or up by two scores, they've got Sabetha at arm's length. But if Sabetha gets a stop and has the football down one score, it's game on.
No doubt. Field goal in the first half by Papine from 30 yards, pulled Sabetha within 7-3. He will kick us off here to begin the second half with Lears and Fletcher back deep. Here we go, third quarter underway. Line drive kick, and this one is deep. Bounces inside the 5 and to the end zone. We talked about the two punters in this game, but how about the two kickers showing us their legs here tonight as well?
Yeah, Papine, that'll be his second touchback of the year. He's had a really good year for Sabetha. 7 of 7 on extra points. Still connected on his first field goal earlier tonight as well. His first year as the kicker for the Blue Jays.
You mentioned that Hiawatha updated score is Rock Creek 28, Hiawatha 0. Of course, another game in this district along with the Jeff West Royal Valley matchup tonight. So Holton will begin at their own 20-yard line. Matt Lears will have double tight end, Zeller on the near side, and Charlie Gillen at the top. Wishbone set with Jace Boswell, Connor Collins, Jaden Fletcher behind him. It's Fletcher left side. He's got a hole. He broke a tackle, and he's free at the 40. Fletcher on the 50. First play of the second half to the 30. Jaden 20 at the 10. A dive and a tackle made, saving a touchdown just inside the 10-yard line. Fletcher couldn't quite take it all the way, but Holton's third play of over 50 yards rushing here tonight.
Jonathan Renier with great hustle to make that tackle for Sabetha. He came out of nowhere and is able to pick it up at the 5-yard line to preserve not scoring a touchdown there for Holton.
Like a 73-yard?
73, yep.
Okay. Now that counter almost went for big yards in the first half, and that time he didn't miss the hole. He got upfield.
Holton will run it from inside the 5, and this play is stuffed. So after the big play, this goes to the fullback, Jace Boswell, and he's able to gain only about a yard, maybe two. It'll be second and goal to go. Holton, no huddle, right back on the football. They'll snap this from the 5-yard line. Matt Lears, hands left. It's Fletcher. Same place he took earlier, and he takes this one into the end zone. Fletcher from 73 yards earlier, setting up Jaden Fletcher's 5-yard touchdown run, his second tonight and fourth of the season as the Wildcats again score quickly, their third touchdown drive of four plays or fewer here tonight.
Pretty fitting that Jaden is able to punch that one into the end zone as he did all the heavy lifting on the long touchdown run. Really wishes he could have outrun the last defender and got the long touchdown run, but he'll settle for a 5-yard touchdown run. And once again, Holton has a 2-score lead quickly here in the third quarter.
Matt Lears had a 40-yard field goal hit off the left upright just before half, but he's still perfect this season on PATs. This one is up and good. 3-for-3 tonight. Now 12-for-12 on the season for Matt Lears on point after touchdown tries. We head to a break with 11:07 to go. Just 53 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. And Holton now leads Sabatha 21-9 on the local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Holton Wildcats extend their lead 21-9 early here in the third quarter. Justin Fluke back with you alongside Mike Tanking, Johnny Kane. Seth Tollefson at the studios as Lears kicks it high and to the far side. This one returnable from inside the 10-yard line. Quickly across the 20 now, taking a hit just shy of the 25, but staying on his feet and now getting tackled as a few more white jerseys get there to make this stop at about the 23-yard line. That's where the Sabatha offense will get their first crack. Jakari Washington was downfield on that special teams tackle for the Wildcats.
Got to think for Sabatha. Got to continue to feature Josh Sherman. He was a monster in the first half, almost unstoppable for that Holton defense. I would imagine you're going to see a lot of Josh Sherman in this second half.
So the Blue Jays from their own 24-yard line officially here. This will be their fifth drive of the night. Matthew Garber passing the football, 6 of 9 in the first half. He's got a receiver right. Wanted to hand this one off, kind of a busted play. It'll fall forward maybe to get a yard, but not much there. We saw that happen once late in the second quarter as well. And Sabatha with the minimal gain there on first down. Blue Jays looking to even their record at 2-2, but most importantly, both these teams trying to start 1-0 in district play here tonight. Second down and 9. Sabatha going right to left, and Garber hands it off near side. And a few yards as Connor Collins tripped up Jake Beyer. It's going to be second down and about 5 yards still to go.
A big down here for Sabatha, much like their second possession of the game where they needed to get some first downs, move the sticks. Still the same game here. Down 2 scores, got to find a way to keep your offense on the field, and that starts with the third down conversion here.
One wide out to the right, 3 men in the backfield. Under center is Garber. He'll give it right side to Herman. He's hit and tackled, not going to get anything at all. And Gary Booth made a great solo stop. The linebacker at the middle spot came through, had nearly 60 tackles, and was second on this Holton defense last year as a sophomore. And that's a great play by the junior to force a Blue Jay 3-and-out.
Shot the A gap and got the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. And that's where Holton's got to step it up defensively as Sabatha's been able to continue to run the football. Got to have the backer stepping up and making tackles in the hole. Sabatha's offense with Devere looking pretty good, but that's a big play by Booth, and it forces a punt.
Plenty of time for Chase Fry to get it away, and a beautiful spiraling punt deep, deep. Lears goes back inside the 25 to get it. He kind of stands and jogs and wants to take off, but nothing develops. And a great play downfield. Tackle made at the 23-yard line, and a great stop by Sabatha's Josh Herman. Talk about his offense and yards after contact, but that time going down to make the special teams tackle.
Josh Herman is making his all-league resume in one night on both sides of the ball, and they're on special teams as well. How far was that punt, boys? Looked pretty good in the air. Both these punters can really kick it. Punt was from about the 30 to the 25, so 45 yards, 46 yards. That's what they do in the pros, right? First and 10 Wildcats. They'll start at their own 33. Lears right back out there after a three-play, 80-yard scoring drive. They go to the fullback, and Boswell gets 2 yards, maybe three, just across the 30. That Minold was there. Ty Phillips, the lead blocker for Holton on the play. It'll be second down and 7, and the Wildcats ready to go quickly again. Double tight wishbone, Lears in the pistol, gets the snap, fixed to the fullback, counter near side to Booth. Gary got a block from his running back, and he twists up to the 50-yard line. Excuse me, not a running back. It was Caden Jackson, the tight end, that got a block to get Fletcher some extra yardage on that play. The Wildcats continue to have a phenomenal yardage average per play. It's first down at the 50.
Nearly another long touchdown run for Holton. Marcus Bauman, he was just able to get the ankle and save a touchdown.
Ready to go again, and Lears gives it to Booth, near side run. This time a pile formed and a stop made. Christian McAfee, the defensive end on this near side, forced it back to the middle. Where Sabatha had Aiden Whitwer. Whitwer's getting the start tonight at nose guard because Sabatha's minus a senior, Gavin White. He's a 250-pound senior. He's the nose tackle. I understand he had successful surgery earlier this week, and they hope to get him back still at some point this season. But a big loss for Sabatha tonight on that D-line.
That's huge because Gavin White was all over the field last week against Nemahal Central.
Second and 7. Fletcher hit in the backfield and dropped. Right at the line of scrimmage, it's Josh Herman again continuing to put his highlight reel together. The junior busts through there and a tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
Now, one thing with Holton's rushing attack, Justin, we saw it last week, the key to their success is getting their guards to that second level and picking up those backers. That time, Herman untouched. Blockers occupied. He shoots the gap and drops Fletcher for a 1 yard gain.
Too quick. Now it's 3rd and 6. Give to Fletcher on the left, and Jaden gets a couple. And Brooks Barta has a decision to make here. On the Sabatha side of the field, the Wildcats are going to be facing a 4th down and about 3 yards to go. As the clock will roll south of 7 minutes here in the third quarter, and the Wildcats currently lead by 12.
I think this is a no-brainer. You've got to leave the offense out there and go for it. You're already up 21-9, and you really kind of put the nail in the coffin, you feel like, here, if you can put a big touchdown on the board.
Sabatha's 0-for-2 tonight now on 3rd downs. I just checked that stat. That's only twice they've had a 3rd down play. Here's a 4th down try. Fake to the fullback. Give left to Fletcher. He broke a tackle. He's got a 1st down outside at the 40 and down to the 37-yard line.
Tristan Whitwer is smacking himself. He had Fletcher in the backfield. It would have been a loss on the play. It would have been a 4th down stop. It's a good job by Fletcher to break that tackle and pick up a new set of downs.
Holton really likes that counter against the 6-man front. You get hat on hat. Sustain your block. Let the play develop on that far side. They've had a lot of success with the counter to the left side of the formation. Drive continues. This is play number 7. Holton's longest drive. The keeper by Lears around the near side. 35 at the 30. Cuts back. Steps over a man at the 20. He's at the 15 and dives down close to the 10. Matt Lears just has a way of making people miss. His on-the-field instincts are incredible. Big play, Matt Lears. And the tackle made by Matthew Whitaker for the Blue Jays. 26 yards on the run there for Matt Lears, who hasn't ran a ton this season. Only had about 90 yards rushing coming into, 150 yards rushing coming into the night. But now he's got Holton with the 1st and goal to go situation. Give to the fullback. This is Hallauer that's out there, and he dives down close to the 2. Hallauer trying to taste the sweet nectar of the end zone for the first time this season. The backup fullback got a few carries last week. He's out there to spell Boswell and just gained 8. Now it's actually 7 on that play. It's going to be 2nd down and goal to go from the 3. Lears gives it to Hallauer again, and the Holton senior is into the end zone. Touchdown Wildcats. Jace Hallauer with his 1st rushing touchdown of the year. And Holton converting on 4th down. They finish a 9-play, 68-yard drive and now lead by 3 scores.
A very businesslike after the 4th down conversion and a nice run there by Matt Lears to get it down inside the red zone. A couple fullback dives. Nothing Holton likes more than finishing off drives with fullback dives up the middle for touchdowns. And Hallauer, the beneficiary that time. Holton extends their lead.
And Matt Lears will extend his streak of perfect point after tries successfully made this season. 3 yards on the touchdown run by Jace Hollauer. 5:55 left to go here in the third quarter. And now it's the Wildcats 28 and the Sabetha Blue Jays 9. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Week 4 high school football, week 1 district 4 football. Welcome back here on KNZA. As Holton gets set to kick it off, the Wildcats have scored twice now quickly here in this third quarter to extend the lead to 19. Kick that'll be fielded at the 10. This is a spin at the 20-25, and on the return, Josh Herman, who's been all over the field in every facet of the game tonight. Ja'Kari Washington again downfield with Lucas Adcock making the special team stop. Sabetha's got to have some offense, got to figure out some way to move this football downfield right now.
We said it right before halftime. That was a must-score drive. You feel like this one is a must-score drive as well. A 28-9 lead for Holton. You feel like if Sabetha is able to put points on the board here, Holton's going one of those patented time-killing drives. And for Sabetha, they've got to move quickly. Now, with a 19-point deficit, three-score game, got to have points quickly. The long drive's not going to be enough.
Garber going to pass, play action, and he's hit in the pocket and dropped. Quarterback sack back at the 20. Gary Booth came through and made the hit. And the sack, and Booth's a little bit woozy or maybe gimpy as he's going to take himself out of the game and head off the field after that sack. Holton now has 6 defensive sacks this season.
Play action pass, and Garber tried to sell it, and nobody buying it on that defensive front for Holton as they caved in and dropped him before he could even look downfield.
Booth missed one game earlier this season with time missed in practice. Check on him on that far sideline in a bit as we go under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. In the shotgun with 4 wide receivers now. Garber to throw again. He's chased around, running to the near side, in trouble at the 20. He's going to get hit as he slides down at the 24. He's able to gain about 3 yards on that rush, but it's still going to be third and long. 4 wide receivers, but Garber never really had a chance. His white jerseys were flying at him quickly.
Man, if he did have a chance, he had Marcus Bauman wide open on this near sideline. Would have been right at the first down marker. But again, like you said, Justin, just too much pressure.
That time it was Jace Boswell applying the pressure, coming from the backer position, and now he checks out of the game. So 2 backup middle linebackers, inside linebackers in the game for the Wildcats. It looks like that's Jackson and
Trevor Barnett, sophomore in there, number 56. Here's a third down and long. Garber to throw, steps up and avoids the pressure, rolls right at the 20, throws it, and it's going to be intercepted by Hollauer, the corner on the far side. The Holton fullback scored a touchdown, and now Hollauer had it played perfect. The ball thrown a little bit short, and the interception for Jace Hollauer, the Wildcat senior, our first turnover of the night.
And again, Bauman wide open in the middle of the field, nobody within 10 yards of him, and he was putting his hands up in the air, waving them back and forth, saying, I'm wide open, throw me the football, but instead Holton gets a big turnover.
Just a case of Sabetha having to become one-dimensional. You know, they want to pass on their terms. They were 6 of 9 in the first half because they threw when they wanted to throw, and now 3 straight pass plays called. The third one on third and long, and it's picked off for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Things spiraling downhill in a hurry for them.
Just a second interception thrown this season by Garber, but now Holton's starting to smell some blood in the water. First down from the Blue Jay, 48, and they give to Fletcher left side. He barrels his way down close to the 40. Over there was Beyer for the Blue Jays defensively. He's the corner on the far side, but Fletcher has been running that far side all night and gained another 8 yards there on first down. Fletcher had 153 yards in week 2 and a couple touchdowns against Chapman. He's over 100 rushing yards tonight. Here's Booth back in there getting the carry. Close to a first down. We'll see where they spot it. needed to get inside the 38-yard line. Herman in on another stop for the Blue Jays, and it is enough for a first down for the Wildcats. So Holton won't need a third down snap just yet here. That nine-play drive they had a moment ago and scored on was by far more than double the number of plays on any other drive Holton's had tonight. Fullback carry inside the 35 and a gain of about four, as that is Hallauer again, I believe. Is it Hallauer? Yep, still out there, the fullback. Got the touchdown and interception, and now back down for more on offense. It's second down and six. Gained about four on first down. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Holton up 28-9. Lears gives it second man through. Booth lowers his shoulder. That breaks away. He's at the 20, and a nice move at the 10 to take it into the end zone. A beautiful one-on-one little juke move by Gary Booth. A 34-yard touchdown run for the Holton tailback, and for Booth, his first tonight, second of the year, a phenomenal run by the junior.
Yeah, just a terrific job. If you watch that one on film, go back and watch this, Justin. The footwork of that offensive line, getting their hips turned and getting the edge sealed. Yeah, Booth got the touchdown. Yeah, the nice little juke there at the end, puts the defender on skates. That's going to look good in the highlights, but that offensive line did a good job sealing that edge. They've been terrific tonight. A lot of runs over the left side. That one went over the right side.
Extra point block. Tristan Whitwer was in there for Sabatha along with Brendan Severin, a sophomore on special teams. Severin and Whitwer got there to block the PAT, and our score is Holton 34, Sabatha 9. Let's take another quick 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, host of the Scoreboard Show later tonight, Justin Cook, Johnny Kane, and Mike Tanky back with you. Also, thanks to Kyler Catherine's Craig Schilling and Logan Bitterman. We're on both the Sabatha and Holton Channel Facebook pages tonight and the Holton Channel at mscsports.net. An interception by Jace Hallauer set up a short Holton field, and they need just five plays to go 48 yards as Gary Booth ran in a 34-yard rushing touchdown. Holton's first unsuccessful PAT of the year. Sabatha blocked it, and the score is 34-9 with 2:46 left here in the third quarter. Matt Lears has it teed up, and the approach, the kick, it's high. It'll be returnable at the just inside the 10. It's Herman again, 15 at the 20, got by Washington at the 25, and at the 30, stays on his feet and gets up close to the 34. Great job by Josh Herman with a nice kick return for the Blue Jays. Now, we've said it twice already, and this will be the third time we say the same thing as Sabatha gets set to start their third drive of the half. Got to get something going here quickly.
How many first downs for Sabatha this half?
Zero.
None. Exactly.
Three and out, three and a pick.
Yep. That's what kept them in the football game the first half. The ability to move the sticks, keep the ball away from Holton, play keep away. But when you're going three and out with this high-powered offense of Holton and Holton's offensive line doing the job, and you just see that offensive line for Holton taking steps and getting to that next level to where they're going to be great. It got the size, and they're finally starting to sustain blocks. Backs run hard, and now you see what they can do on putting points on the board.
Here's the formation Sabatha used last week, Johnny. Christian McAfee in there. He gets the snap, but kind of lost his balance with just a little bit of contact there as he received the football and only gained one on first down.
Yeah, you guys have talked about the drives they've had so far in this half. You look at both of those drives, they both started with short yardage plays on first down, really have not gotten anything going on first down, just sitting themselves behind the sticks, and they do it again here on second and 11 coming up.
Yeah, they had a third and 5 and then a third and 13 before the interception. Now it's going to be second down and 9 with one receiver to the near side. McAfee in there to take the snap again. Sabatha, the sophomore, gives it on the right and up the middle, fighting for some extra tough yards to the 40. That's a gain of about 6 yards. Fletcher in on the stop along with Cattrall and 25 for Holton. That is Caleb Hernandez out there for the first time playing the safety spot tonight, giving a breather to Matt Lears. Once again, Herman dragging the pile. What a six-yard gain there, and six-yard gain all after contact. 185-pound Josh Herman putting on a show. Snap to McAfee, and he wants to keep it, but he's hit in the backfield by Gary Booth and dropped back at the 35-yard line. McAfee faking the handoff that time, but Booth was not fooled, and it's going to be about a three-yard loss, bringing up fourth down here for the Blue Jays deep in their own territory.
Booth, it just seems like he has been all over the field tonight for the Holton Wildcats. He does not waste any seconds. If he sees a gap, he has been taken off, and he's been playing defense to perfection tonight for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they missed him a lot in week two. And I mean, we kind of said that in week two, that they missed him a lot on the field against Chapman. I don't think we realized how much. And we've seen it the last couple weeks, and tonight a coming out party for Gary Booth.
Well, formation for Fry, gets it and boots it away. This is a lower end over end with nobody back deep, so it's going to roll inside the 20 and die down inside the 15 at about the 14-yard line. Sabatha has Preston Michael downfield to cover the football, and 34 seconds left here in the third quarter as Holton will get their fourth offensive possession here in the second half. They've scored three touchdowns on their three drives so far.
I'll ask you guys, you've seen more Holton football obviously all this season. Does Holton have an offense that slows things down to turn some clock, or are they pretty much full go all the time?
I think they're going to stay full go. I think they want to continue to push the pace and play at their speed. And, you know, if the score dictates, you get other bodies on the field to get an opportunity. That's one thing that Holton has not done. They've not been in a game yet where they've gotten to get the second string kids in. They've had to play the first string kids the entirety of their first three games.
Give to the fullback, and there goes a run up the middle again at the 40, 50, and into Sabatha territory. Jace Hollauer, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Jace Hollauer takes it 86 yards for back-to-back touches and touchdowns for the Wildcats. Hollauer with an interception in this game and now a pair of touchdowns. That one just broke free up the middle for the fullback, 86 yards to pay dirt.
That's one way to go over 100 yards rushing on the night as well for Hollauer. So Holton, again, just big plays after big play here tonight.
Yeah, that's now three 100-yard rushers tonight with Boswell. No, not Boswell. Fletcher, Booth, and Hollauer, all over 100 yards. This offense for Holton now averaging almost 16 yards per play tonight. Wow.
Kick by Matt Lears is up and in, and the Wildcats now lead 41-9. Last year, Holton defeated Sabatha by a score of 45-21, and with just 21 seconds left to go here in the third quarter this evening, the Wildcats have scored 27 points in this 12-minute third quarter. One takeaway and lots of big plays for the offense, producing points here in week four. We'll take a quick break. We're back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabatha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kick off for Matt Lears of the Wildcats, who now lead 41-9 here at Sabatha. This one fielded by Sabatha on the run, and it turned across the 20 up to the 30, and the pile pushes him for an extra yard. After that, man, three 100-yard rushers. What's the total rushing yards for Holton now in this game, Tank? 443. 443 last year in this game against Sabatha. Holton ran, that stat somewhere, for over 440 yards as well.
Talking to Coach Garrett Michael before the game, he said, well, you know, Holton, they can throw the ball a little bit now. How many passes has Holton had tonight?
Zero.
They threw one right before half trying to score, but it was only because they had to.
They were averaging about 5 pass plays per game coming in here to week 4, but they've had 3 fairly close games. At least they've had to play, as Tank mentioned earlier, most of their starters into the fourth quarter. So about the 1st and 10 from their own 31. Give it to the near side, following a block, taking a hit at the 35. It's going to be a gain of about 4 for Jonathan. I know that's Chase Fry, excuse me, the sophomore getting the carry. Connor Collins chasing him down. That's the end of the third quarter. So we will head to the fourth quarter after a 1 minute timeout. It is Holton in control, 41-9 over Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at sabethahospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. 41-9. Holton leads Sabetha. Sabetha will have a 2nd down and 5 at their own 35-yard line here out of this timeout. Christian McAfee stays in at quarterback on that triangle offense for head coach Garrett Michael of the Blue Jays. McAfee now to throw. Throws the ball deep over the middle. He had Marcus Bauman open just off his fingertips. And it falls incomplete. A pretty good ball, though, from McAfee. But it is incomplete to bring up 3rd down and 6. Bauman about hauled that thing in with one hand. Of course, both the dads of Bauman and McAfee, coaches on this Sabetha football team and basketball coaches as well. So those guys have been brought up with some pretty good pedigrees. And certainly that athletic mentality, knowing what it takes out on the field.
First pass for Christian McAfee of the season. Not a bad ball from this young sophomore. He has now a 3rd down and 6 coming up. So be a give to Chase Fry along the left side. He breaks it back inside of the 40-yard line, and it's close to a 1st down. It's going to depend on the spot. It's going to be very, very close. It looks like it is going to be enough for a 1st down. Oh, no, they are going to mark it just short. Now they are going to say 1st down. But needed 6, got right at 6 yards to pick up. And who set it down is Chase Fry on just his 2nd carry of the night.
Sabetha's first down of the 2nd half. Holton with a 27-0 blitz in that 3rd quarter. And it happened quick. What about 3rd quarter yardage for Holton alone? Holton yards in the 3rd quarter, 284. Wow, all rushing.
Says
all
for rushing. Itself. 1st down and 10 now for the Blue Jays from the 41. A give to the right side and going absolutely nowhere. Connor Collins makes a big stop. That was, I believe, Jonathan Renier on that run. A loss of about 4 yards back to the 37-yard line. But again, Connor Collins making another big stop for Holton as he did in the 1st half.
Andrew Williams got in the backfield and disrupted that play as well. The defensive tackle on the near side, maybe one of Holton's best linemen. Boy, they really missed him much of last season, but he's been solid all year for the Cats, both sides of the football.
I think you're going to go back and watch film on this one, guys, and he's been on the left side of that offensive line. You're going to see he had a whale of a game on the offensive side, too.
Here's McAfee on the design. Quarterback keep up the middle. We'll get to the 40-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. And that is it for McAfee as he gets 4 yards.
Scoring update, guys, in this district, actually. Rock Creek leading Hiawatha 28-0. That was... What's that, guys?
At halftime?
Yeah. That was a halftime score. So if you're Sabetha, obviously this one's got an out of reach, but this is still a team that you got to think is going to compete in this district. And that Sabetha Rock Creek game could be a pretty good one.
Here's a marquee matchup at 8-man ranks. Number 1 Hanover trails number 2 Axtell 18-16 in the third quarter there.
Wow. Both teams state ranked, undefeated.
Always have gone with the last couple of years.
They both have gone 2-2 in the last four meetings, and a good one going now. And there's McPhee with a pass. It's going to be intercepted, picked off by Charlie Gilliland, I believe. And now they're going to say incomplete. Gilliland was right there for what would have been an interception, but instead it falls incomplete.
Connor Collins, once again coming off the edge, jumped and batted that thing straight in the air. Gilliland thought he had it. Wildcats jumping around, thought they got their second turnover of the night. Instead, it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
Collins went up to Gilliland and said, man, I did my part. You do your part now.
Gilliland said, I'm getting blocked by some big dudes here. It's hard to catch the ball. I'm getting shoved.
Fourth down and 10, and Sabetha's going to punt. Here's Chase Fry. He'll get the boot away. Another good one. End over end kick. It'll bounce at about the 25-yard line. It'll be fielded there on the far side, cutting back to the 25-yard line and being chopped down with 9:29 to go in the game. That was Caleb Hernandez on the return for Holton. Gets about 10 yards or so on the return. Nothing else after that. So Holton will have it first and 10 from their own 27-yard line.
Holton has scored on all but one drive. They had that one penalty tank that led to a third and 12. One possession in the second quarter. They had to punt that time, but Holton has scored touchdowns on their other six offensive drives here this evening.
Logan just gave me a score. Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward are tied at 28. So 9:29 to go.
Perry LeCompton that made it to the state runner-up 3A the last 2 years.
First and 10 for the Cats. This will be an underneath give. And now coming back to the near side of the 35-yard line of the 40. And finally tackled from behind. That's Fletcher again. As he's going to pick up a first down and get about 15 yards before he is pulled down from behind. They'll give him officially 17 all the way to the 43-yard line.
Well, three guys already over 100 yards, and Holton's got Boswell kind of knocking on the door as well, though his night's probably over at this point.
Another give up the middle. This is now Dick Zeller in at quarterback for Holton. Hallauer on the run across the 45-yard line. They'll give him to the 48.
Hallauer's running the football tank like he wants a few more carries every week.
Yeah, looking good, too. I mean, not a big back, but just tough. And that's another good thing for this Wildcat offense. If you can spell Boswell at that fullback spot, do a good job of it,
we'll
earn some more carries.
And we'll have flags and a false start against Holton before that second down and five play.
Hallauer loves the game. This is his sport. He lives and breathes and eats football, and he's having a great night with a couple touchdowns, long run, interception on defense as well.
That'll make it out second down and 10 for the Wildcats back at their own 43. So we're under 8:40 to go in the game. Holton leads 41-9. Zeller takes the snap. This will be a give to Hernandez over the right tackle. He nearly breaks free. Gets across midfield near a first down. He'll be pulled down right at the sticks. Now we're going to give him enough for a first down. So a run of 10 for Caleb Hernandez.
Tank, was that Holton's just second penalty of the night, or did I miss one?
Yep, 2 for 10.
They have cleaned that up from the first 3 weeks tonight, huh?
Two pre-snap penalties, they'll take it. You hope to see that. Both teams relatively clean tonight. Smith has had a few more. They've got none here in the second half, but 5 penalties for 25 in the first half. Relatively clean game.
Right. Here's a run up the middle. This is going to be Hallauer again on the run. He'll get to the 40-yard line and fall forward and pick up about 7 yards.
It's Ryland Ammon. Holton getting pretty deeper down their bench now. They have Ammon and Hernandez out there as the tailbacks behind Hallauer. Starting to substitute a couple of the offensive linemen in as well here in the final 8 minutes of the game.
Second down and 3, 7:50 to go. And again, we're going to have another flag and a false start against the Cats.
Jeff West 22, Royal Valley 6. That's another game in this district. Scoring update, Jeff West 22, Royal Valley 6. Tigers looking for their first win of the season.
Some of the younger guys getting in there, and a couple penalties now for the Cats on those drives. 7:45 to go.
Baxter still in, snapping the football. Looks like Catrell. Nope. I get those numbers. Offensive lineman. I think that's some guys up front that have checked out of the game.
This will be a give to Hallauer up the middle. He'll get to the 40-yard line to pick up another first down and fall forward. Actually, they're going to mark him now just short of a first down. So it'll be a gain of about 7 yards and bring up third and short.
Trevor Barnett, a sophomore for Holton, out there at one of the guard positions. Tristan McGammon, a junior, out there in one of the tackle positions for Holton.
This is Hernandez. He slips and falls, and he's going to be short of the first down. Barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Now it'll be fourth down in about 2 yards. Actually, Hernandez lost a yard there, so fourth and two. Holden's going to leave the offense out there. 6:45 to go at the Sabetha 37-yard line. Called to 39, essentially. Fourth down and two. This will be a give to Hallauer along the right side. He pushes near the first down. I don't think he got it. It's going to depend on the spot. And I think they're going to go ahead and say Sabetha football. So Sabetha does get the stop. And the Blue Jays will take over first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. So 6.5 to go. Holton leads 41-9. It's just been an impressive victory all the way around for the Holton Wildcats here this evening.
That's been a tale of two halves. We're pretty tight through the first two quarters, but yeah, 27-0 third quarter. This game got flipped on a switch and turned into a rout real quickly in that 12-minute stretch.
Makes you wonder what Coach Barta had to say in the halftime. First and 10 for the Blue Jays. Garber to throw. Rolling right, still rolling. Still rolling, trying to take off and run, but he's going to be swung down from behind by Holton's Trevor Barnett all the way back at the 35-yard line. It'll be a loss of 3 yards on the play.
Grabbed his sleeve and threw him to the ground. Good pursuit there by Barnett. Showing some speed catching the quarterback in the backfield.
In the JV games, he's been playing fullback part of the time and center the other part of the time. So he can play a few different spots. A sophomore that's only been with the Holton schools and program for the last couple of years.
First, second down at about 13 yards now for the Blue Jays. Back at the 35-yard line. Garber takes the snap. He'll have a give to the near side of the 40-yard line, 45-yard line. Chase Fry gets up to the 48 and is about a yard shy of a first down. Actually, they're going to go ahead and give him enough for the first down. So a run of 13 for Chase Fry.
Caden Cattrall's checked out of the game, and Rylan Ammon is in at a nose guard position there for the Wildcats, alongside Andrew Williams still in the game at defensive tackle. Gillen still in at defensive end.
Guys, we still got to try to figure out who's going to be our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game. Going to be a tough decision here tonight.
Got some options.
First and 10 is a toss to the near side. This is Herman. He gets away from the first man, not the second, as five different old Wildcat defenders come flying up to make the stop. Connor Collins there for the Cats to get Herman down for a loss of about 2 yards. It's kind of what this Holton defense has done all night long, everybody flying to the football.
And much better the second half. I think you talk about what Coach Brooks Barta said at halftime. I think it all started on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they didn't even change much. I mean, they were terrific offensively. It was just a matter of, hey, we got to play lower. We got to be able to make some tackles, wrap up, and finish. And they did a better job of that in the third quarter and put this game away.
Second down at about 13 yards. Garber to throw. Three-step drop, pumps right. Now he's going to throw a ball back on a wheel route. It's going to be caught for a first down. Rolling out of bounds for Sabetha is Noel Niehus, 170-pound junior, making his first grab of the night for a big first down for the Blue Jays.
It was a great job, too, because he turned around and had to kind of adjust as he turned and saw that football. He was making his third catch of the season, had a touchdown grab earlier in the year, but a great adjustment on his part to be able to catch that one from Garber.
Well executed. Good route. Dropped it right in the middle of that zone. 24 yards on that passing catch.
First and 10 now for the Blue Jays from the 30-yard line of Holton. Here's a screen pass to Marcus Bauman. He's hit immediately and spun down there. That'll be a loss again.
Senior corner still out there, Lucas Adcock, and did a good job reading that play and coming up and making a tackle right at the line of scrimmage as the ball was hauled in from the receiver.
Initially a loss of one as Adcock makes the stop as we're approaching 4 minutes to go in the game. Second down and 11 coming up for the Blue Jays. Ball spotted on the right hash, back of the 32-yard line. This is Herman on a give to the outside, cuts it inside, now outside. He's dragging tacklers to the 25-yard line. Another hard-nosed run by Josh Herman as he picks up six.
Herman now 20 carries for 112 yards, what I got him for. He's worked hard, worked real hard.
I just really would like to know what his yards after contact is tonight, though.
Yeah. That was probably as much running room, other than the fake punt. That run right there was probably as much running room as he's had all night.
He still drug two or three tacklers with him. Yep. Third down and five now for the Blue Jays. 3:15 to go. Ball spot at the 25-yard line. Here's a toss to Herman along the near side. This time he's going nowhere. Three Holton defenders come flying up to make the stop. I think Gammon was there as well, along with Charlie Gilliland making the tackle for another loss of 2 yards.
Caleb Hernandez, how does the safety get up there that quickly to make that tackle near the line of scrimmage? You mentioned it, Johnny. A lot of white jerseys all of a sudden getting to the football.
You mentioned earlier, smelling blood in the water, and Holton is just this entire second half. Fourth down now for the Blue Jays. Fourth and about 7 yards. Garber waiting for the snap. He's in the shotgun. Takes it chest high. Looking back over the middle. Has a man open. The catch is made at the 5-yard line. And being spun down there is going to be Matthew Whitaker making the grab inside of the 10 all the way down to the 6-yard line. 21 yards on that pitch and catch from Matthew Garber to Matthew Whitaker.
Might be one of the best balls he's thrown all night, especially downfield. Hit his man going over the middle in stride. Pretty easy pitch and catch there. Well-executed play on fourth down for the Blue Jays. Now have a chance to score.
First and goal for the Blue Jays from the 6. Spotted straight between the hashes. This is a give underneath. Breaking a couple tackles, falling forward. I think that's Jonathan Rinier as he gets to about the 2-yard line. So a gain of 4 for Rinier.
Rinier's coming back. Herman's coming back. Garber's coming back. All these sophomores like Palman and McAfee, a couple starting linemen, sophomores, Chase Fry. Man, this I know we're a long ways away from last year, but you can't keep talking and looking and feeling excited about the future of both these teams with all the sophomores and juniors making big plays both sides of the field.
90 seconds to go. Second down and goal from the 2. Garber in the shotgun. Gives it off to Rinier. He's going to bounce into the end zone for a Blue Jay touchdown. Jonathan Rinier from 2 yards out. He picks up his first rushing touchdown of the season, and the Blue Jays score here with 1:25 to go.
It was a good drive. Solid. 62 yards, converted to 4th and 7. Had a couple nice pass plays mixed in with some rushes, and most of the Holton starters are out there, over half of them on defense. About to look good moving that ball downfield. Certainly something to build upon because this will be their second straight loss, and it won't get much easier next week against Rock Creek.
Now the Blue Jays will go for 2. Split backfield as Garber is back under center this time. He steps back, throws the ball back over the middle, and it is going to be caught. And the 2-point conversion try is good. That's Marcus Palman on the reception for the Blue Jays. So with that, we have a timeout on the field. 1:25 to go. It's 41-17. Holton leads over Sabatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time TS is hiring part-time pickup and hotshot drivers. Class A or B, CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Plays, 62 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown run for Jonathan Rinier. Sabatha gets to 17 points here in this game, trailing, though, 41-17. That scoring drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Jerry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online, WilsonTireKS.com. You guys, we can start to look ahead for both of these teams. I mean, Holton next week, he'll have Royal Valley, who's had a struggle so far this year. But you mentioned Sabatha gets no easier traveling all the way to Rock Creek.
Yeah, Sabatha's got a lot of pressure in that game. They know what happens if you don't finish first or second in this district. You might end up going to the capital city. That's where Sabatha's been in week 9 each of the past 2 years, having to face Topeka, Hayden, where some different things have kind of factored into that as well. But, yeah, it becomes a very important game against Rock Creek. You don't want to fall to 0-2 in the district because Hiawatha's playing quite a bit better this year, and Royal Valley and Jeff West is how the Blue Jays will finish up their schedule.
Now that Rock Creek team, that's a good football team. Got a huge win against Lewisburg, and beating Hiawatha tonight. It's going to be a battle-tested team, a team that's not going to be afraid to mix it up and throw the ball over the place. Lost some good players off last year's squad, but they still have a nice team this year.
Big score update. Axtell still leads Hanover 18-16 at the end of the third quarter there. Axtell just denied Hanover inside of their 10-yard line. Onega beats Lynn 68-12. We'll have more scores on Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up after the conclusion of our game. An offside kick attempt by Sabatha, but it is covered by a Holton Upman at about the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that was Ty Phillips, and I don't think Holton really had their hands team on the field, but good job by Phillips to cover that ball up. Great opportunity for Sabatha to work on an onside kick here. Didn't quite work, but something they may need in their arsenal. I know with Coach Alex McAfee, these Blue Jays put a lot of work in special teams every week, all facets of the game.
So now there's 1:25 to go in the game, and again, it's 41-17, Holton leads.
Like it'll be the JV starters. Yep, I don't see any Holton starters coming back out here offensively.
So again, boys, start thinking about our player of the game now as we get closer to our post-game show.
Tank's all over it.
I got you.
You got it?
Yep, I got it. A lot of good options, though, no doubt.
It'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats from their own 47-yard line. A new quarterback into the game for the Cats.
They're short a guy. Here comes another one.
Ashton Schrick, 5'10".
Good to see him out there. He left the first quarter against in the JV game on Monday earlier this week against Manhattan. He's all right after a bit of a shoulder scare.
Schrick gives it up the middle. Talked about a little bit earlier, Trevor Barnett. He'll make the carry up to the 49-yard line.
Betta's got several backup guys getting an opportunity as well in the final few plays of this game.
Doesn't beat seeing number 56 tote the football. So a run of 3 yards brings up second down and 7 for the Cats, who are now going to take their time as we're under 55 seconds to go.
Johnny, the first time in Justin's broadcasting career, he's getting to broadcast his son as Logan Peterson over here on the near side at left side tight end.
That's awesome. Here goes a run to the right side. This is Ammon, and he's just carrying tackles with him, but he lost the football, and I think Sabatha's got it. Sabatha does. So the Blue Jays will pick up the fumble at their own 43-yard line, and Sabatha will take over with 36 seconds to go.
Well, been taking care of the football the last couple weeks after sloppy issues early on. The ball was on the ground a lot. They didn't lose all of them, but they'd really clean that up.
If your first turnover of the night comes from the JV squad when you're up by 24. 3 touchdowns, you'll take it. It's been a good day.
Sabatha will have it first and 10 at their own 43. All the starters remain out there, including Matthew Garber, who awaits in shotgun. Looking to throw, rolling right, still rolling, throws the ball back over the middle. The catch is made in Holton territory to the 49-yard line. Preston Michael on the reception gets all the way to the 46-yard line of Holton, and that will move the sticks.
You know, Coach Michael talked about all the youth on this field. You look out there for Sabatha's starters. I mean, there's really only about 2-3 guys that played varsity consistently last year. There's so many of these guys that are in new roles. And one thing that Coach Michael said that he really loves of this team is that, you know, fight for each other, play together. He said that Thad Mendel, you know, as many great players as Sabatha's had, he says Thad Mendel may be one of the best leaders I've ever coached. We're having fun with this team.
High praise, no doubt.
30 seconds to go. Garber to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be nearly intercepted. Knocked away. I think that was Lucas Adcock who nearly had an interception at the 30-yard line. You guys talk about Sabatha. I'm impressed with Holton. You talked about those four leading rushers from a year ago that graduate. And here you look, 3 guys over 100 yards tonight for the Holton tailbacks.
Yeah, it's certainly a different looking team. I mean, and I say that, you know, people laugh at that comment. It looks like Holton, right? It's the wishbone. It's smash mouth football. But you look at the makeup of the team, the personality of the team. It's just different. And they're kind of growing into their own identity. But this, you know, this has been a year that they've had circled. This is a tremendously talented junior class. They've got high expectations for how they want to finish this season, no doubt.
Garber under pressure throws the ball back over the middle, but it's short of his intended target. It'll fall incomplete, and we'll stop the clock with 18 seconds to go.
We mentioned it earlier, Johnny, but don't think Coach Barta doesn't know and hasn't reminded this team that they haven't won the Big Seven League football title since 2014, that they haven't been to a state championship game for quite a long while. So, you know, those are pretty big goals and aspirations, but this is a team that I think is pretty motivated.
Well, 2015, that was when they went to the state title game and, what, lost to Holcomb, is that right?
That's right.
Yep. 18 seconds remaining.
You look at how the east side of the bracket plays out. This is the team that's the favorite in Class 3A.
On the east side,
probably.
Yeah. And for good reason. Garber to throw again, throws the ball right side, but it's going to be out of bounds. He was looking for Bauman at the 25-yard line. And the clock stops now with fourth down with 13 seconds on the clock.
Of course, Andale may never lose again in our lifetime. So I don't know that I've ever been more impressed with a football team on the size of the stage that they were on, state championship game, and we broadcast that game with Perry last year, and I think, you know, Perry's got a good football team last year. Go into that game, and you think they've got a shot, and what Andale does, there's nothing flashy about it. A bunch of 230, 240-pound wrestler-type kids that just run right at you and are tough, absolutely tough, just a machine.
Garber to throw on fourth down, looking for Bauman on the right sideline. He has the ball knocked away. The ball was out of bounds, and it falls incomplete, so Holt will take over with 7 seconds to go. But if you don't know, Andale has won the state title the last 2 years, and I've looked at a lot of people that have said they might even be just as good, if not better, this year.
Yeah, the thing about them last year is they were contributors in every class. I mean, there's just kids on the field in every class, and you're like, well, they're not going to fall off. They just continue to reload, not rebuild, and they've just absolutely got it going, got tremendous talent, and not just boys. You look at what their girls have done and what they did in the track realm this year. They had a girl throwing the javelin in the Olympic trials this year. That's just insane. The amount of talent coming out of a Class 4A or 3A school in Kansas, middle of Kansas, just tremendous what they've done.
How about this note? In the last couple of years, the playoffs have changed a little bit, of course, with more district teams kind of, I guess, making the playoffs, but Holton's been in the playoffs 23 straight years under Brooks Barta, and Garrett Michael in his 13 years as head coach at Sabeth has had his team in the playoffs every single one of those years as well. Tradition never graduates.
So here's Holton with the final play of the game. It'll be a run up the middle, but that is it. Final score tonight. Holton moves to 4-0 on the 2021 season. 41-17 the final. Holton beats Sabeth. Let's take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back alongside Justin Fluke, Mike Tinking, Craig Schilling, Logan Bitterman, Seth Tollefson. Back at the studio, taking care of us. Final score tonight, again, Holton wins it 41-17 over the Blue Jays. And guys, before we get to the highlights, just talking about this game a little bit so Justin, you can go down to the field. I mean, just look at this game. It's a tale of two halves, essentially. Holton just so dominant in that third quarter.
Yeah, first half pretty even, and I'm going to steal a couple numbers that Tank just threw at me because they're mind-boggling. Sabatha only averaged 1.9 yards per carry on the rushing attempts in the second half, so just a completely different offensive output for Sabatha. Meanwhile, Holton not only got momentum, but started ripping off big play, big play, big play, ended up with over 500 yards rushing tonight. And man, once this game got a little bit carried away and a little bit lopsided, it seemed like the Wildcats were just able to kind of keep rolling, and Sabatha couldn't get the train stopped or derailed.
So, again, the second half, just a big, big number for the Cats when you look at things. It started on their opening drive of the third quarter. Another short drive is all it took. Three plays, and it ends with a five-yard touchdown run by Jaden Fletcher.
Matt Lears, hands left. It's Fletcher. Same place he took earlier, and he takes this one into the end zone. Fletcher from 73 yards earlier, setting up Jaden Fletcher's five-yard touchdown run, his second tonight and fourth of the season, as the Wildcats again score quickly, their third touchdown drive of four plays or fewer here tonight.
The Holton defense then forced a three and out on Sabatha's first drive of the third quarter, and after that, a seven-play drive for the Cats, one of their longer drives of the evening, and it ends with a three-yard run by Jace Allhour.
Lears gives it to Allhour again, and the Holton senior is into the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats. Jace Allhour with his first rushing touchdown of the year. And Holton converting on fourth down. They finish a nine-play, 68-yard drive and now lead by three scores.
Allhour followed that up with an interception on defense on the ensuing Sabatha possession. And then again, the Blue Jays just needed, well, a couple of plays. A 39-yard run by Garrison Booth to finish off that scoring drive.
Lears gives it second man through. Booth lowers his shoulder. That breaks away. He's at the 20, and a nice move at the 10 to take it into the end zone. A beautiful one-on-one little juke move by Gary Booth. A 34-yard touchdown run for the Holton tailback, and for Booth, his first tonight, second of the year, a phenomenal run by the junior.
From there, the route was on. Sabatha had to punt on three and out on their next possession. And Jace Allhour put the finishing touch on the Holton scoring for the night, going 86 yards to the house.
Give to the fullback, and there goes a run up the middle again at the 40, 50, and into Sabatha territory. Jace Allhour, 30, 20, and 5, touchdown. Jace Allhour takes it 86 yards for back-to-back touches and touchdowns for the Wildcats. Allhour with an interception in this game and now a pair of touchdowns. That one just broke free up the middle for the fullback, 86 yards to pay dirt.
Sabatha would get a late touchdown on a run by Jonathan Renier, but it was too little too late as, again, Holton wins it 41-17. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game and give you the final statistics as well. 41-17 the final. Holton wins it over Sabatha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
FM KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. 41-17, the final. Houghton wins it over Sabetha. The Houghton Wildcats are now 4-0 here on this 2021 season. And you look back at these statistics, Mike, I mean, they just kind of speak for themselves, the numbers that Houghton put up tonight.
Yeah, they do. And really the telling story, again, first half versus second half, it wasn't that Houghton was doing anything wrong offensively. They just couldn't get off the field defensively. And the number of plays run in the first half, Sabetha ran 37 offensive plays to only 12 for Houghton. And those last two of those last 12 came on that last drive where they're trying to get into field goal range. So going into that last possession, 37 plays to 10. And time of possession was probably just as lopsided. We don't keep that, but that kept Sabetha in the game. Kept it as a one-score game, and that just all changed in the second half as Houghton was able to get off the field on defense and continue to rack up yards and points on offense. And we'll go ahead and give you our final stats. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Talk to Jacob, talk to Courtney or Megan, and they'll get you fixed up when it comes to the time to do your taxes. They'll do a great job at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Final stats go like this. First for Houghton, they finished the night with 13 first downs. They had 506 yards rushing on 38 carries, averaging over 13 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 0-for-1, so the Wildcats finished the night with 506 total yards of offense. 347 of that came in the second half. Houghton did have one penalty, or one turnover rather. That was a fumble. They had three penalties for 15 yards. Individually, the Wildcats were led on the ground by Jaden Fletcher. He finishes the night with 126 yards on 10 carries. He had two touchdown runs. Garrison Booth had 121 yards on 7 carries. He had a touchdown run. Jace Hallauer had 113 yards on 6 carries. He had two touchdown runs. Jace Boswell had 6 carries for 72 yards. He had a touchdown run. Rylan Ammon had 2 carries for 15 yards. Caleb Hernandez, 3 carries for 10 yards. Matt Lears had 2 carries for 40 yards. And Also, Trevor Barnett, one carry for 3 yards, and Ja'Kari Washington, one carry for 6 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 0-for-1. For Sabetha, the Blue Jays finished the night with 15 first downs. They had 178 yards rushing on 47 carries, averaging 3.8 yards per carry, but only 36 yards rushing in the second half on 19 carries. Holton really shut down the run game in the second half for the Blue Jays. Passing the football, Sabetha was 10 of 21 through the air for 111 yards, so the Blue Jays finished the night with 289 total yards of offense. Sabetha turned the ball over once. That was an interception, and they had 5 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, Sabetha led on the ground by Josh Herman. He had 110 yards rushing on 21 attempts. Also, Jonathan Renier carried the ball 8 times for 31 yards. He had a touchdown run. Chase Fry, 3 carries for 23 yards. Jake Byer, 5 carries for 13 yards. Christian McAfee, 3 carries for 4 yards. And Matthew Garber, 7 carries that netted negative 3 yards. Passing the football, Matthew Garber was 10 of 19 for 111 yards. And Christian McAfee was 0 for 2. The 10 completions by Garber went to 6 different receivers, led by Preston Michael, who had 2 catches for 31 yards. Noel Niehuis had 1 catch for 24 yards. Matthew Whitaker, 1 catch for 21 yards. Marcus Bauman, four catches for 21 yards. Christian McAfee had 1 catch for 7 yards. And Tristan Whitwer had 1 catch for 7 yards. That was a touchdown reception. Your final score tonight, Holton defeats Sabetha 41-17. Did I get that right? I didn't write that down. 41-17, scoreboard's off.
Yep, 41-17, the final. And now we just have one more thing to do tonight, Mike. It's time to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. You look at Holton, 3 guys over 100 yards, but I think you've got one guy you've had zeroed in for much of the fourth quarter.
I have, and I'm telling you, he just played so well on both sides of the ball. And Garrison Booth, just did it. And defensively, you saw what he brings to the table, a kid that just finds the football, has a nose for the football, and they need him at that inside linebacker position more so than what they probably need him to carry the football, honestly. This is a team that's got some different guys that have proven they can carry the ball, but what he brings to the table defensively between him and Boswell there at the inside backer positions, that just brings that element to that this defense is going to need to make a deep playoff run. And going to be able to stop the run if you can tackle with those backers. They did a much better job in the second half and kept calling Garrison Booth's name. He kept seeing him making tackles at the line of scrimmage, a couple tackles for loss, had a sack there in the second half as well. And then, oh, by the way, he finishes with 7 carries, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Probably could have had a second one as he was tripped up just inside the 10-yard line there in the first half. So just a tremendous game. Good to see him back out on the field after missing a game here a couple weeks ago. And we'll go with him as our player to bank on tonight.
Yeah, I really like watching Garrison Booth play football tonight, especially on that defensive side of the football. He does not wait 1 second. When he sees somebody and he sees green, he takes off. And he does not miss tackles either. That's something you got to like about Gary Booth. Postgame show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, coming up, we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Seth will have scores and recaps of all our games for tonight. And I also preview Week 5. It's hard to believe we're already halfway through the regular season here in this 2021 football campaign. So, Mike, any final thoughts here tonight before we sign off?
Hey, let's do it again. This was fun. We got to do a 3-man booth, and you never know how that's going to go, but I'm not telling you, man, we are so blessed to have you and Justin. You guys are so professional, and, you know, we've not done a 3-man booth together. It felt like we all stepped in, and it was just smooth as it could be. Great crew around us tonight, and hopefully the viewers and the audience on the radio really enjoyed it. You guys are great. Love working with you. Let's do it again.
And this Holton team, who knows, maybe come playoff time, it might be doing it for several games.
Yeah,
as good
okay.
as this Holton team in is, as far as they are the favorites, as the way things look on the east side of Class 3A. So again, final score tonight, Holton 41, Sabetha 17, and that'll wrap things up for all of the crew here tonight. Justin Flute, Mike Tanking, Logan Bitterman, Chris Schilling, Kyler Catherines, and Seth taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident?